Why are you laughing, bitch?
Yeah, right. I have AIDS.
You motherfucker, bitch.
Okay, shut up, you bye. Idiot. I'm talking.
You shut up. You is just talking.
You, why would you interrupt me? How dare you?
I'm not playing no fucking games, man.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making a stupid comment. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Give my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
It was a little boy in school. And while he was in school, the teacher looked at him and said, "Young man, what is the most important thing in the world to you?" He said, "Fuck." She said, "What? Fuck? I like to fuck."
This is the moment fans around the world have been waiting for.
Record skipped. Oh man.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.
Hey, stupid people, what's up? I'm Carlito, the host of the show. I started talking too early. Supposed to start talking right now. Hey, stupid people, Carlitos here. It's Madhouse Radio, yeah. If your pants has a zipper, take your zipper and go up and down on it really, really, really fast right now. That's how you applaud on this show. With me here is Jin Stewart. Jin, yay.
Yay. Hi, everybody.
Good to hear you, buddy.
Yeah, nice to be back.
Good to have back you here with me. Everything's okay?
Everything's good, man. Everything's good.
Shinsen Gummy Hakata Ramen. Are you a ramen fan? You're very into Japanese and hentai and anime?
Me?
Yeah.
Into anime? No, fuck off.
You like Japanese culture, don't you?
Yeah, I like the zen shit. I like bonsais and stuff, you know?
Do you like ramen noodles? The good ramen.
It's okay.
He never had it. Whatever. Little ghetto boy, motherfucker. They're so Japanese, they don't know how to answer the phone. Anyway, so we're doing a show tonight. Here we're prank calls. Hopefully, if they answer, not like that last number that didn't answer. And I'm trying to call back and the thing won't go through.
What was it? The Raymond hotline?
Ramen. It's some kind of ramen noodle outfit that's supposed to be open until later tonight.
Fair enough.
Oh, well. I'm looking around. See what we call. Right, here's a seafood restaurant.
I'm actually allergic to, like, shellfish, like prawn, scampi, and all this kind of stuff. I can't eat it.
Oh, really?
Makes me violently sick.
Oh. To get hives, like itchy welts.
Hello, Sampas Mahi.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good.
Hey. How many seafood shells do you have there?
We have lobster, shrimp, fish.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have tuna?
We don't have tuna.
Do you have trouser seafood? Trouser fish? Or
no.
dress fish, panty fish, no?
No.
Nothing like that. Listen, so my friend Jen, he came here from England by way of Scotland, and he's allergic to seafood, you know?
Okay.
To shellfish. He can't have prawns, as he calls them. I think those are shrimp.
Yeah.
So I want you to fucking make sure that none of that fucking shit hits any table surfaces where he's going to be fucking eating when I fucking come in there, all right?
It's your choice.
Yeah, motherfucker, because he gets fucking violently sick, he says. Jenna, how do you get...
Please watch out your
mouth,
okay?
Hello. Yeah. Hello, lady. I get violently sick, so it's not allowed for me to have, you know, prawns and things like that. Because what happened last time I had a prawn, right, what happened is I ate it and inside it exploded into my stomach. And lots of little prawns evolved.
Before you guys say, did you guys mention that you're allergic for seafood?
No, no, I'm telling you now. That's why we're calling, because I have, like, because we want to come in. But you see, I have
so
the
just
allergy.
Just don't come.
What?
Just don't come.
Well, that, what kind
choice.
Of shit is that? How can you make business by telling someone don't come? How do you make any money if I don't come?
One second.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Someone mean's going to get on probably now.
And I guess she's going to get the manager. I'm going to screw with him.
Hello, Sebas Rapio.
Hello, yeah, how are you?
Yes, huh?
This is Mr. Stewart. I'm a multi-billionaire and I'm coming into your restaurant. And I'm calling in advance because I want to let you know that I have a seafood allergy against prawn and scampi and, you know, crustaceans.
The crustacean?
Yeah, the crustacean, the station of the crust. And I'm allergic to that, so I need to make sure that ahead of the time that everybody is prepared. I want the tables prepared, I want the waiters prepared. And if there's any sense of prawn or scampi or anything like that, I'm gonna be pissed off. Do you understand? And I'm gonna feed it to somebody. Do you understand?
No. So you don't come because we basically
excuse me. How can you say don't come? I'm trying to make a booking for food so I can come in and eat.
You have
okay,
to.
And you're telling
him.
Me don't come. What kind of business are you if you tell someone don't come?
Look, it's my friend who's coming, and he might not know because he's visiting from out of overseas.
Yeah, but, and I've got my own little island as well.
But it's illegal for you to not accept him. He doesn't know that.
You know what? I have no idea because...
You need to have a clean station there that he can use. And do you have
chicken? It must be prepared. Everything must be cleaned lasers.
You have to scrub everything with lasers.
I don't understand because we don't do it here like that.
Listen to me.
You can stop by and you can ask your friend to stop by and then check it out because I'm not really understand what do you want or what do you
fucking,
like.
Fucking okay. Asshole. Fucking
well, okay, that's fine. It's
stupid.
Okay. No worry. Thank you so much.
Fuck
Thank you.
You.
Bye.
Fuck you.
Bye. Yeah. Asshole.
I had a curse, but I had a ruin with the curse.
That's interesting for the first prank call I've done in like a year.
Yeah. Good work. That was not bad. I like
lasers.
That she was getting ready to tear into me for cursing. I was like, I don't want you getting any motherfucking shit.
You have to build him up. You have to get him like to actually convince him that you're serious. And then fuck with him because then he's going to be like, what the fuck do you mean? You're wasting my time, you can't.
She was already saying you need to watch your mouth to me. You had already taken over. Oh, that was funny. All right, we're calling the Hustler Casino. The Hustler Casino.
Thank you for calling the Hustler Casino. Hi, how may I help you?
Yeah, hey, this is the Hustler Casino, right? Is this it's Larry Flint's kind of place, right?
It's Larry Flint's, yes.
Yeah, you got a lot of drawings, like naked people drawings there?
None of that. We're just a casino. So no strip club, no porn, none of that. We are just strictly casino, card games, and we also have a bar and grill upstairs.
But it's the Hustler Casino, though, right? It is the Hustler Casino?
We're called, yes, that's correct.
So you'll, for example, you'll take your clothes off for a little bit extra money. We'll go to a private lounge, right?
None of that. No, we're not a strip club. We're not porno. We're not hookers, prostitutes. It's a really nice upscale casino. Look us up online.
I was going to say...
Look us up online.
Because you sound really old, you know? I didn't think you'd be really...
No, I'm not. I'm not old, and it doesn't matter. We have all ages here.
Are you menopausal?
You sound pretty old yourself.
No, I'm not.
Are you?
No, I'm a man, silly.
Look, you know I have... So am I... Okay, good to know. Now, you know I have caller ID, and I could... Listen, I have caller ID. You're calling me from 214. You want me to keep going? I will report you.
Say
get off my
thing.
Phone,
say the
dummy.
Whole thing. Say the whole thing.
She's brilliant. Oh, my God. Call her back.
All right. Why have a Hustler Casino if you can't see naked chicks and stuff?
What do you want?
Well, actually, hello. Yeah, a friend of mine just called you a second ago, actually, because we wanted to come in and visit. But see, I want to make it a little bit special, so I want to get a few. Just, I know you don't do like strippers and stuff, but do you think maybe if I put a little bit extra, like, if I, how much money do you think it would take to, you know, just get a few girls in there, you know, get tits out, that sort of stuff?
Huh?
What? Did you not understand what I said?
Okay, what do you, this is security, how can I help you?
Yeah, how much money, right, how many dollars mm-hmm. do I have to pay you to get your titties out while I'm gambling, like while I'm playing the dice, I want to see a few boobs, do you know what I mean?
All right, hold on one second, I'll attempt for somebody to help you out with that.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, the first lady transferred in the middle of you talking.
Oh, shit.
And the other one picked up. She's like, what?
Hello, what?
how much for you?
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. What, a restaurant? Hello?
Hello? What are you looking for? Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm looking for boobs, mate. I want to come in there, do some gambling, get a few boobs. Do you know what I mean? Because boobs are good luck. If you squeeze a boob while you're throwing a dice, you're gonna win every time, guaranteed. It works for me, and that is exactly what I want to do. I want to come in there and do that. So how do I make that happen?
Okay, hold on. Let me get you some from any of you.
Well, how many fucking people do I need to talk to?
Yeah, Jesus.
I'm counting my American dollars.
Big American dollars.
$1, $2, billion. The fuck are they doing it?
I have a question, but I cannot. California Games is this on.
Yeah, hello. What's
hello.
Your name?
My name is Han.
Hello, Han. I'm Jin. Listen, I want to come in. I don't know who to talk to. I want to come in, but I got a request. So I don't know, like, your colleagues have been just sort of fucking transferring me backwards and forwards and shit. Do you know what I mean? I just want to talk to somebody, get something working. I want to come in tonight. Do you understand?
Okay.
Right. So when I come in, you know you've got the craps when you throw the dice.
We don't have craps.
Right, well, I want to play craps, so that's the first thing, right? So you've got to make that work somehow. Shut up a minute. How many dollars do I have to pay you to make that work?
There's not a price that you can lay down that I can make that happen.
But what do you mean? I've got $1 million. If I give you $100,000, you're going to say yes?
Unfortunately, I cannot.
What
we
the
don't
fuck
have
kind
that
of shit
here.
Is that, mate? Honestly... $100,000 fucking dollars, and you're telling me you wouldn't do it?
Unfortunately, I can't.
I think you're a stupid cunt, then, aren't you?
Okay.
Yeah. Why would you not take $100,000 and make that work? All I'm saying is, I want to come in and throw a dice. That's it. And maybe squeeze some boobs.
Squeeze some what?
Boobs, tits. You know, boobies.
You got the wrong establishment here.
Yeah, but maybe I'll just squeeze your boobies. Can I do that?
Blackjack,
maybe.
No,
maybe while I'm playing blackjack, I can just like twist your nipple a little bit. Okay. Play a card. You know.
Okay, twist. Sir. We don't have crabs. If you like to play blackjack, you can come on in. Okay?
No, I want to play fucking crabs. I told you that, and I got loads of money. So you know, make it work. Okay. Are you the boss or what?
Unfortunately, we do not provide that game here.
I don't give a fuck, okay? I'm telling you, I've got loads of money, and I want it to work.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Unfortunately, like I said,
Hunt, listen,
we do not
I've got
provide
money.
That game here.
Anything can happen when you've got the money.
Not this time.
Yeah, no, this time. I want you... Are you not the boss? Give me the boss.
Hold on.
Yeah. He's getting a boss.
I'm fucking Luna. Fucking hope it's a nice lady. Fucking kind of casino doesn't have crabs. Craps. Crabs? What the fuck is it called?
Creps.
Creps? The thing with the fucking dice. I got two dice, that's all I need. Craps. If I say crabs, we're talking about a fucking STD.
A bunch of cunts.
You're a cunt. I don't think he's getting anyone.
Alright, I killed it. Hey, Milkman. Milkman's here. Yeah.
Yeah, alright. What's going on, everybody? Jim Stewart in the house.
Yeah, I like the funk.
God bless the Jim Stewart, man. So good to hear you, my son, man. We've been missing you, my brother. Much love to you.
Love you too, man. I love you.
Aw, you too.
He's back from the Olympics, everybody. We love him, and he's here tonight. So catch him while you can.
He's got a gold medal from
us. Are we going to go back to this fucking archery shit? I'm going to go.
We love you, man!
Right.
Jen will fucking leave if we keep saying that.
Jake. They already started this shit in the chat room. They were like, yeah, oh, how's your archery? Oh, you doing well? Fired any fucking arrows today? Fucking Cupid.
Because you had a big falling out with the fucking team. Because you sucked at the Olympics.
He said, the hell with badminton, and became the archer, gold medal archer of the UK.
Oh, dear. Milkman, how's work going today?
Dude, I'm doing good, man. I'm keeping busy as hell, man. I got all kinds of cool customers. It's nice and laid back. Chill, baby. Chill, me son.
Smoke some weed in the taxi. We're calling that casino back, Jim. Yeah.
Yeah, you want me to do it? All right.
Yeah, see if she remembers you. Oh. I'll try again. I could change the caller ID too. It's no problem.
Hello?
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 Hello, yeah, how you doing?
Fuck.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Alright.
Yeah, how are you? Yeah, fuck off.
Alright, let's see if this bowling alley's up.
Shit.
Any bowling over there in the UK?
Bowling, yeah, I like bowling. I like 10-pin bowling.
Oh, yeah, 10-pin.
Hello, good evening, ball.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Good.
How much you charge for bowling with bumpers?
$5 a game and $3 for shoes per person. We don't charge anything extra for bumpers.
How much? So it's the same price for as bumpers with no bumpers?
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair. I'm not going to use the bumpers. I don't need that. You can take that off.
Yeah, you don't have to use them.
Well, no, you can take it off the price then.
And no, we don't charge for bumpers.
You could take those shoes off too. I have shoes.
Yeah,
you can take those shoes off there. I don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
What else does that include?
That's it.
How many pins does that come with?
10.
Alright, well, we could take about 5 of those off. I can just use 5.
You got it.
You can take that off.
Alright.
Alright, and then what kind of surface am I bowling on?
I'm not sure.
It's like a wood grain surface, probably?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could go ahead and take that off.
Alright.
I don't need that. And then, the ball comes back automatically?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can turn that off. I'll go get it and bring it back.
You got it.
Yeah. Here's my friend Jen. He's got some crazy requests, too. He's from some other country. Jen!
Alright.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I wanted to know, because we're coming in, you see, and I wanted to know if there's possibility of all of us to play naked.
No.
Why?
Nudie bow.
We should take advantage of this because actually recently, I don't know if it was like a couple of days ago or something, in Ireland, they legalized gay marriages or something. So
yeah,
it was like a big deal.
I hear that. Yeah, yesterday. Congratulations.
It was yesterday, right? Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not gay. Just, you know, just saying. I can pretend to be gay.
That's fine. It's okay to be a gay.
There are some handsome men out there.
Do you think you could say you're from the corporate office and you need a gas station to flip their breakers?
What?
Do you know what power breakers are? Do you have those in England? How do you get your...
What the hell is a power breaker?
How do you get your energy? How does the energy go in the house?
I don't know. It comes from under the ground with a big cable. I guess supplies... there's a big loom that supplies the whole area, I guess.
A big loom?
You like that loom. Yeah. I don't know what it's just a big thing that goes into the... And then you've got like a meter. That's it.
Uh-huh. All right. So do you know where the power break, the switches are for the fuses? Do you know where that's at?
Yeah. I know where that is, yeah.
What do you call that?
A mains box.
A mains box. Okay, so
either that or no, I just mains.
Mains. You're right.
No, I don't know if you would call it that.
Yeah. Well, it's where the you can go in and flip switches to turn off.
Yeah, exactly. You can control shit. Yeah.
Yeah, like you know, like you did at that Indian restaurant. Remember?
Well, that was funny as fuck, wasn't it? Because I had the guy playing with his sign lights, the neon sign lights on off.
He's counting them down like
And he's like, hey, number one switch is off, number five is off, and then at the end, oh my god. Oh, I can't fucking swear because I got the young people sitting next to me.
And then he says that later on Ted offers him like a really small amount of compensation.
I'll give you $1 compensation.
Yeah. No, wait a minute.
Compensation will be £5 something.
Yeah. Oh, good times. All right.
So what are you saying? You want to do that now?
Yes, at a gas station. This is a petrol station.
Right, but how's that going to work?
You just tell them you're calling from the mobile. You're going to tell them you're from the mobile corporate office. And
the mobile?
Mobile, yeah. M-O-B-I-L, mobile.
Mobile.
Yeah. And
so okay, so I say I'm from Mobile,
and we're
doing a what? A power cut?
We're doing a test of the power because the transaction.
Oh, there. Okay, so something's overpowering. There seems to be a lot of power going into. And it's a petrol station.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Rigium, I've got an idea.
Well,
let's try it.
Yeah, you can say. Well, I can set. Let me try to set it up for you.
Listen. This is a good idea. What you need to do is tell him that there's a risk, that there's a safety risk. So there's a danger or something, right? So tell him that there seems to be a lot of power going into the station, right? I can be the technician if you like and explain that.
Well, we usually tell him that the transactions aren't making it back. The credit card.
But if there's a danger, he'll cut it off.
All right, we could do that. Let's see. The corporate office in London. We should be calling BP gas station.
Are you starting this?
Yeah. Well, you go ahead. You try to get this.
Okay.
Yeah. We should find BP, right, Milkman? Because it'd be British Petroleum.
We're sorry.
The corporate office in London.
Yeah, corporate office in London at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Nope. Maybe they're all closed. I don't know. I'm just going to call whoever.
You know, the thing is with petrol stations, is the chances are they're probably serving someone. They're going to pick up the phone because they've only got one clerk or something.
Possibly.
I normally pay with a card anyway, so I don't really see the clerk. But if I ever go inside, it's normally just one clerk. And I've had it before where their phone's been ringing and they've just let it ring because they're serving people.
Yeah, true.
Which is a bit shit.
True enough. Okay. All right. Touché. But anyway... I'm going to keep looking here, see if I can find anything open at McDonald's. That's a possibility.
It seems very unlikely that McDonald's would actually, because they probably get so many prank calls.
Yeah, and they're probably not going to understand, to be honest with you. In California, they're going to be like, okay.
You know, I could try that with an American accent.
Hello, Jim Stewart.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Jim Stewart, and I'm from California.
That's right.
California.
How have you been? I've talked... you forever. How have you been?
I know, man. It's so
So awesome. I'm good.
How's the family doing? Good, well.
Yeah, man. My family is awesome. How is your family?
Here, man.
How's your family?
Doing quite well.
Okay.
Thank you for asking.
That's good, man. That's good. What are you doing? What do you do now?
Right now, I'm driving taxi and I'm loafing. I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here on the mountain looking at the ocean, talking bullshit with a couple
of fucking awesome.
Buddies.
You've got the ocean in front of you.
Ocean job, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Jen, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The richest neighborhood in San Francisco is called Pacific Heights, and I'm looking over top the ocean.
Oh, I know of this place. I know this place. Actually, my girlfriend is in Baltimore at the moment. She might be listening to the show. I told her that I was
really?
On.
My wife was in Baltimore today.
Is she?
And my nephews. I was supposed to be in Baltimore today, but I have a broken foot. I can't be there yet.
You know who's from Baltimore, everybody? Everybody remember? Maven's from Baltimore.
Maven's from Baltimore, you're right. Baltimore.
My sexy girlfriend, Maven!
Yeah. Hey, there's a Jack in the Box. This is a fast food restaurant chain. We can try with them, okay?
Okay, all right, but you have to start this.
I will start this.
Jack in the Box is shit, man.
Yeah? I would love to have me some burgers and tacos. Yeah.
Two tacos for a dollar.
How much meat you have? They're supposed to be open. Okay, Church's Chicken. Supposed to be open.
La Chicken.
We're probably going to be Afro-American.
It's a shit, bro.
Church's is good.
Very good.
It's on the same block as the KFC. They must have some fights. Oh, dude, this is in Compton. I'm calling Compton Boulevard.
You remember when I did the show from Compton? I was calling from the shelter.
Dude, this is on the corner of South Central Avenue and West Compton Boulevard. I just realized where I'm going. Oh, shit.
The neighborhood was that.
All right, I'll try the KFC there. My favorite part of the show is when the phone rings.
You see how much percentage of the show is just phone rings.
How much I edit out.
Didn't give you any Indian restaurants tonight.
Nothing yet. I don't think so. I can always find them easily.
Yeah, we should try it. We should get an Indian. Okay. A Bengali.
I'm gonna hang this up. 24-hour Indian restaurant. Here we go.
Oh my god. In oh, that's state. So exciting. Yeah. Alright, let me try this.
Hello?
Yeah,
24-hour bullshit. Don't worry, there's
what the fuck is happening here?
I don't know. Don't worry, there's more.
Dying!
We're dying!
Numbers.
We're dying here. You're killing us, man. See if
hey,
place.
Get the lonesome loser, man.
Well, I can't just make him appear. I can
he's
call
not
him.
On? He's not in the house?
No, I don't see him.
Oh, okay.
He hasn't come back since I last left to go to get surgery.
Thank you for calling Gandhi. This is Crystal. How may I help you?
Hello, what?
Hello?
Hello, yeah, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay. What did you say? What's your name?
This is Gandhi. My name's Crystal.
Gandhi, yeah. Listen, my name is Mr. Stewart. I'm from the Food Network. You know the Food Network?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're doing ratings, so we want to rate your food.
Okay.
Yeah, so can I talk to the chef?
No, not right now. It's Memorial Weekend.
What does that mean?
So that means we're extremely busy.
Yeah, but this is the perfect opportunity, you see, because we have a lot of traffic. We have roughly 200,000 hits a day on the website, and now people are using the app as well. So, you know, it could be very good for business if we could just write a small article about the ingredients you're using and how the chef is doing it, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, well, I would recommend you to call back on Tuesday.
No, no, that's not good for me. I have to do the article today. Now I have to do it in the next 20 minutes.
We have two parties. I'm sorry. I have two parties. I'm doing a catering for 180 people, and my restaurant is full.
How can you? Hang on a second. Wait. You just said you're doing a party. How can you be party at the same time you're serving 180 people? Why would you do that?
Because I have a separate room that we're doing it in. I'm sorry. Thank you for your time. Have a good day.
No, wait. What? Hello?
Damn.
Okay, that was fucking rude.
She was really rude.
I didn't even get a chance to get into that.
She was rather uppity.
I'll call somewhere else.
She was very uppity.
Gandhi.
This is Gandhi.
Now I'll call back. Tell her to give a negative
yeah,
review.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted.
This is a different one.
Taco Bell got a better review from you.
This is a different one.
Hello, yeah, how are you?
Good, how are you, sir?
I'm excellent. I'm Mr. Stewart from the Food Network. How are you doing?
Good, good.
Yeah, listen, we're writing a review on your restaurant, and I was there yesterday, and I was testing the food. You know, I'm a food critic. You know what that is?
Hold on 1 minute, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Hello?
Hello, yeah, how are you?
It's good, good.
Yeah, yeah, what's your name, you?
Rick.
Yeah, okay, I'm Mr. Stewart. I'm writing a review on your establishment there. I'm from the Food Network. You know, we get like 100,000 visitors a day on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, so we're going to write a little review about you, but I wanted to see if I get this information correctly about the naan bread, etc.
What?
What do you mean, what? Pay attention, you idiot. I said I want to write a review.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to say the following is what I'm going to say. Are you ready? Are you listening?
Yeah.
The food is absolutely shit. The waiters are bastards. The mothers of the waiters were whores. And it's just terrible. Okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's what I'm writing.
Okay. Go ahead.
How do you feel about that?
Very good.
But yeah, are you stupid or something?
Motherfucker, you stupid.
You motherfucker, you idiot. What do you mean?
You motherfucker, you idiot.
Your mother's
why
a fucker.
Why are you
fucking me
like that?
You bloody idiot. Dude, Sudmara hi. Hey, listen, Gandu.
You bitch. You bitch.
You Gandu, you.
You bitch, Gandu.
Your mother's a Gandu.
You Gandu, Gandu. Eh?
Why,
Gandu?
Why are you making funny noise, you idiot? Yeah. You sound like an idiot. You sound like an owl. Ulu, ulu kapata. You stupid idiot. That's, I'm going to write it into the review, you cunt.
You bitch.
Let me talk to your brother.
You bender.
What? Shut up, you idiot. Stop making noise.
That was great.
You motherfucker!
That was awesome. Your mother's were horrible.
0, 2, 2, 4
The review was awesome.
Yeah.
They're bastards, their mother's
that
were horrible.
That dude was... noises. Did you hear him making horse noises? He's making horsey noises.
He's making fucking horse noises. He's going, woo!
Oh, they're hanging right up. Man. Okay. Here's...
Horsey cat. That motherfucker was making horse noises. I heard him.
That was insane. Okay, give me a second. I'm looking for more. 3320. We're going to know where you're going and give you a negative review. This place appears to be open still here. Mantra,
what is it?
Mantra Masala.
Mantra Masala?
Mantra Masala.
Mantra Masala, thank you for calling. This is May. How can I help you?
Hi, yeah. What did you say your name was?
Sorry, Mantra Masala?
Yeah, no, your name. What's your name?
Oh, Maggie.
Maggie, right. Maggie, listen, I'm Jin, And I'm from the Food Network. We're a big website. We got like 100,000 viewers a day, and we're writing a review on your restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah, so is there someone I can talk to?
Actually, yeah, I'm a little bit busy right now.
No, it's not. This is very important. You can get lots of people coming in if we write a review, but I need to talk to somebody just to confirm the review so that I can get the approval from you.
Yes, but actually the owner is not here and the manager.
So who's the decision maker? Because it needs to go live in sort of the next 10 minutes.
Well, I'm sorry, I can not help you with that.
Well, that's a bit shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why can't you help me? Are you stupid or what?
Sorry?
I said, are you stupid?
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to get you to approve my review.
Oh my god. I'm going to call her back. Yeah, don't call her stupid.
Hello, Maggie. I think we got disconnected.
Hello. Just don't call me stupid. I'm not. I'm pretty busy and I'm the only one here, okay? The manager is
not. You have to do, right, I'm going to read the review to you and you just say yes or no that it's okay, okay?
Okay.
Right, here we go. The restaurant is absolutely shit. It's fucking smelly, it stinks, there's piss everywhere, the fucking waiters are a bunch of wankers, they're all fucking stupid cunts, and the whole fucking thing is just a big bloody disaster.
I don't know if you ever heard me do where I read negative Yelp reviews back to restaurants. I did that last
week. Oh, God, that's such a great idea. Mm-hmm. That's such a great idea. I was in there or something.
Yeah, and I just read it. And last week, one guy was like, man, you're reading our Yelp reviews. He's like, get out of here. I know you are. It's kind of funny, but I'm busy. More India. This is the India Oven. I don't think we called this one yet. We may have.
Okay. You want to do it again?
Yeah.
India Oven Restaurant, how may I assist you?
Yes, hello. My name is Mr. Stewart. I'm from the Food Network, and we're writing a review on your restaurant.
Okay.
I need to confirm the review with somebody. Is there somebody senior that I can speak to? I'd like to read the review out and just get a, you know, general approval of the review before I publish it.
Oh, they are actually not here, actually. They went for the catering, so...
Well, see, the problem is, you see, I have to publish this in the next sort of 10 minutes. And it's just a very simple review, just a few lines, and we get about 100,000 visitors, you know, unique visitors a day. So, I mean, it could help you, but it might not, you know?
Right, but I'm not the authorized person to give you that authority.
Yeah, but
hello?
I need to do this in the next 10 minutes, so if you can just say yes or no. I can just give you the basic gist of the review, and you can just say if you like it or not. If you like it, you know, I'm sure your manager will be happy if you said yes, that's fine, because, you know, you're getting more money and business, right?
Right, but sir, at the same time, I told you, like, I'm not authorized person to make that decision and manage the, I cannot reach them in the next 10 minutes.
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Ulzan.
Ulzan?
Yeah.
What kind of a stupid name is that?
What kind of stupid name you want to heard?
Well, I thought perhaps you could give me a normal name like James or Harry. What the hell is Uzwal Blaid?
Right.
What the hell
What's
is that? What kind of parents would call you that? Are they stupid, your parents?
No, your parents are motherfucker, they are stupid.
I think your mother is stupid. I could not hold it. Oh my god.
You feel bad, motherfucker.
Hello? Hello? Hello.
He might have hung this right up. Damn him. Right. One last time. Yeah. Left it off the hook now. Good times. Good times, John. So many caterings in Las Vegas. There's a kebab place.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah.
This place is getting... They're not always Indian. A lot of times they're...
That's okay. Whoever is going to get pissed off when I deal with them in a minute.
Kebab place owners are usually angry men.
Yeah, exactly. They're stuck in the same small place all day. They're going to be pissed off.
Yeah. From somewhere further away than Europe.
They're ready to explode. They're primed.
Thank you for calling Fresh Kebab.
Oh, it's a lady. Hello, how are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, is there not a gentleman there that I can speak to?
Well, he's not here right now.
All right, okay. Well, what's your role there? What do you do? Hello?
What?
Yeah, what's your job? Why do you pick up the phone?
I'm a cashier.
Yeah, okay. Oh, you're cashier, right, okay. Well, listen, cashier, I have a complaint to make, you know, about the kebabs, the quality. I was sick. I was very sick, so I need to sort of talk to somebody about that. It's like food poisoning, so, you know, I might sue you.
Well, well, I can give you the number of my boss. He's a...
Yeah, give me your boss. No, don't give me your boss. I just want to complain, that's all. I just want to... Yeah, give me your boss's number. Give it to me. What is it?
Okay, is...
What's his name?
Hamid.
Hamid. All right, we're going to call Hamid. What was your name?
Guadalupe.
What?
Guadalupe.
Guadalupe, okay.
What
okay.
The fuck kind of name is that?
Okay, thank you, puta. Bye.
Fuck you, stupid.
All right, here we go. I got to do it quick before other people start dialing.
Yeah. Have you got it?
Yeah, here it is.
All right. What's his name?
Oh, forgotten already.
Hamid. What was her name?
Guadalupe.
Hello?
Hello, Hamid.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Guadalupe's boyfriend. How are you?
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Listen... I heard that you touched her inappropriately. What the fuck is that, man?
What are you talking about?
You touched my girlfriend, man. You did Guadalupe. You touched her. Why did you do that?
When was this?
She said that you touched her today.
That's totally wrong.
No, man, that's not wrong. I'm really angry with you right now. I know where you are. And I'm coming with my friends. We're going to come there. You know, we're going to talk face to face. I think I just wanted to hear you on the phone just to see what you say. But you're denying it, which means you probably touched her, didn't you? You dirty bastard. Why did you touch her?
I'm Guadalupe's cousin. I'm coming to you. Yeah, I think you're just kidding me.
I'm not. I will fucking kid you when I get there, you cunt. Listen, why did you touch her?
Guadalupe?
Yeah, Guadalupe,
You don't sound like her boyfriend.
What do you mean? Why can I not sound like a boyfriend? Listen to me. Don't try and change the subject, okay? You touched her inappropriately, and I'm pissed off with you.
Stop getting around, okay?
Listen. I'm gonna come in front of you, and then we're gonna talk, okay? I'm gonna, you know, I'll be angry with you.
Okay, be angry with me.
But why the fuck? Listen to me, you cunt. Why did you do that?
You're totally lying and she's totally lying.
No, you fucking liar, you cunt. Why the fuck would you do that? You dirty pig. Why would you do it?
I don't know. What are you talking about? Okay, this must be a prank or something.
Yeah, you
wouldn't
deny it. Obviously, you're not going to say, yeah, I did it. I touched her. Why? This is what I want to know.
Prank call.
Who's prank calling?
You're prank calling.
Fucking prank calling, you cunt. I'm talking about my girlfriend. You touched her. And it's not going to be fucking funny when I get there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah?
I'm
going to touch
fine.
You.
Okay, do it.
Where can I touch you?
Anywhere you want to.
Can I touch, like, on the back?
Fucking stupid. Shut up, man.
Fuck yourself. You motherfucker.
Fuck you.
Fuck your mother.
Fuck you.
You cunt.
Dude, I have things to do. Where's the way? This is not time
to
carry around.
Yeah,
you
like touching people.
Shut the hell up.
You shut the hell up.
Nothing, buddy.
You bitch.
I'll talk to you later.
Fuck off.
Shut up.
Shut the fuck up, you cunt. You fuck off. Right. Put the phone down.
That was great. That was good. Oh, man. I'm calling the place back using...
That was a good one, man.
I'm calling the restaurant back using his number as a caller ID.
Which restaurant?
The one that we called where she was working at.
Oh, where Guatemala was.
Yeah, Guatemala. Guadalupe.
I don't know her fucking name.
Guatemala.
Guarapucarala.
She didn't like puta madre. I know that.
Oh, she's Spanish?
Yeah, because she said fuck you when I said puta madre to her. Guadalupe is a Mexican lady's name.
Oh, yeah?
That's why he was like, you don't sound like...
How do I say baby? Oh, darling or something.
Baby.
In Spanish, how do I say it?
Yeah, like baby.
Thank you for calling Fresh Kebab.
Hola, baby. This is Mr. Stewart. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah. I just spoke to Hamid, you know? He told me to go fuck yourself.
She probably thought it was him too. That's funny.
You know what's going to be interesting is how this is going to pan out when he actually goes to see her.
Yeah.
This is going to be a weird conversation.
Yeah. Some guy called said he's your boyfriend.
I don't have no boyfriend, man.
I never touched you, right? He's going to say. Oh, shit. Okay. Milkman, are you still with us, or are you with a customer? Yeah, customer.
Yes, I'm here. I'm on mute. I'm not with the customer at the moment. I'm on my way looking for one.
Oh, yeah. Go get him.
I'd like to hail your cab, Milkman.
Oh, man, I'd love it, dude. Send me to the Heathrow there and bring about 50 other cabs, man. Well, I'll meet you there.
All right. Here's a person who is having a garage sale. Old soda pop bottles, blue ball mason, and Atlas jars, some with glass lids. A microwave, washer, copper water line, coolers,
what
and
the fuck?
Miscellaneous stuff. Sounds like a bunch of shit.
Well, what's he doing? He's getting rid of all this.
Yeah, you just sell it. It's like a house sale, I think.
What the fuck? Like a yard sale.
Yeah, you know, people come. They come in your house.
I think
you give
them
tea.
I don't know what to say anymore.
You give them tea when they come in.
Oh my god. She tried to sell him his shit.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, you having a yard sale?
Garage sale.
A garage sale? What kind of shit you got left?
We still got a bunch of stuff left, like jars.
Yeah. You got furniture? You got any furniture?
Yeah.
Oh, is it still inside the house, the furniture?
Just the damn part. What we're selling.
So I can come in and I can come in and sit down inside the house and check out the furniture?
Yeah.
Do you have any pets that sat on this furniture?
No.
So there were no cats or dogs putting their shit, piss stains on it?
No.
Okay. And did anybody, like, have sex on it or anything like that?
No.
All right. Do you have anything that has any stains on it that I can smell still? That I can buy? Hello?
Everything's clean.
Oh, man. Jen, do you need anything? You need old soda pop bottles?
No, I just wanted something, you know, just dirty shit, you know, because I like dirty shit.
Yeah, anything dirty? Does your wife have any used panties she hasn't cleaned, washed lately?
Sorry.
That's all right. It was going nowhere.
So like
oh
that.
My, we seem to have lost somebody.
Does your wife have any dirty panties?
Your call has been forwarded to...
He don't want to play.
Call back at Gandu is making the horse call sound there.
yeah, damn. The fuck? That's a good question. Which one was that? Shit.
Gandhi.
Was it Gandhi?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it was Gandhi. I think it was something else.
It was before Gandhi.
No, it was after Gandhi.
Was it after Gandhi?
Yeah. Was it I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
Was it India Masala?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Maybe try that.
Right. Let's call them all again until we find
out. Yeah, just catch room again.
Why not?
Round two.
It was after the Gandhi. You called Gandhi, and then it was after that when you called that.
After Gandhi. Okay.
Well, we'll find out. I'll just ask him.
Are you the guy?
Yeah, exactly.
I remember this being the one that didn't even pick up.
Oh.
If this is the first one, you're like, yeah, they, you know.
Oh, I see.
You were saying blah, blah, blah. Origin. I think this is a new one.
The new one?
Yeah, I think this is a new one, actually.
Alright.
Thank you for calling Origin India.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
No, I'm not excellent, actually, because I was in the restaurant very recently, and I had a very unpleasant experience, and I wanted to talk to somebody about that.
Okay. I could give you the manager's number.
No, I think I'd like to talk to you, actually. What's your name?
Jasmine.
Jasmine, what were you serving, Jasmine, yesterday?
Yesterday? What time? I was running the food yesterday.
You were running the phone yesterday. Were you not running the food?
The food.
Ah, yeah, so you were running the food, isn't it? You came and served me. I was sitting at, I'm the English gentleman, and you served me the food.
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine. And, I think you have a problem because I think you were a little bit smelly. I felt a smell coming from you, a sensation of a smell. Why were you smelling?
Smelling?
Yeah, it was an unpleasant, unnatural body odor, you know, that women have. It is, sometimes it's pleasant, but I think yours was not pleasant.
Okay.
It was dirty, dirty smell. Why were you doing that?
You could speak to the manager about that.
No, I want to, because it's you, Jasmine, who was serving the food. So it was you who say that's your problem. So I think it's correct for me to talk to you.
Okay.
So why were you smelling?
She does not like that at all, dude.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would like that.
No, to be told you had the smell. I was hoping you would say, read what I said, the fish. You smell like fish.
I was going to get into it.
Yeah. Oh, that was funny. I could try her again. Fuck it.
Yeah, dude, try it.
You know what? This is our show, right? Milkman, Jim, me and you, man.
It's our show.
Three of us. Our show.
I'm kind of stealing the limelight. I'm sorry about that.
Fuck that, man. It's a Jim Stewart night. Oh, man.
I hope she picks that up.
Jesus. Alright, I'll kill it.
Oh, we can try again in a little while. That was. I have a really good idea.
Alright, remind me of that, and I gotta remember that it was. Whatever it was. See, I already forgot. I already lost it. Oh, here's a Himalayan one, too. Himalayan.
Himalayan?
Yeah. Hey, Milkman, speaking of Himalayas, I know you're really into the Tibet or what is it, goddamn, where the earthquake occurred in Asia. You're really,
that's right.
Do you know, was anyone affected that, you know, because I know you're
Indonesia,
kinda, your neighbors suffer.
Yeah.
Is anyone affected?
A whole bunch of people, my friends, yeah, their family passed away.
No. Well, God bless them. Or, yeah, Buddha bless them, right?
And Nepal.
Nepal, that's it. Nepalese.
Good friend, the house fell down. He had, like, nephews and nieces, like, four nephews and nieces. Five of them got crushed under the house. They couldn't dig them out fast enough. Oh,
that's going to be a bad way to go, man.
Yeah, man. It's not good. And then they got them digged out, and then the second one come along and knocked everything down again. They're having a hell of a time.
All right, here's India Palace. I think this might be the one where the guy was acting like a horse. I think this is a number one contender, man. Wait for me to bring it down, right? I'm sorry, guys.
Are you starting?
No. Well, this is your...
Okay.
Didn't mean to bring things down.
India Palace.
Yeah, hello. Yeah. Are you the idiot I spoke to before?
Pardon me, sir?
I see. What's your name?
Surgeon.
Surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mr. Stewart here. Were you serving food yesterday?
No, I wasn't, sir.
Who was serving food yesterday? Were you serving food today?
No, not at all, sir. There is a bunch of people. Who are you looking for, sir?
One of your colleagues was serving the food to me, and he was rude to me, and he was very smelly, too. I want to talk to him.
Okay. Do you know a name, or do you know who he was?
Surgeon.
Pardon me?
Yeah, Surgeon. That's his name.
Surgeon?
Surgeon.
Pardon me?
What did you say your name was?
Sarju.
Sarju, yeah, that's who the person was, yeah.
It's me. I don't serve food. I think
it's you. You're the smelly man. I want you to have a bath.
Okay, you got the wrong person, sir.
No, it's you smelly man. Why would you smell?
Not at all, sir. I don't.
Can I, if we have a bath together, I can scrub you a little bit. Sarge.
He's trying to hang up. He can't figure it out. Surgeon. I like the way he said it.
I thought he said surgeon. I'm like, what the fuck? He's going to operate on me or something.
I guess that wasn't it. It doesn't seem like that was it.
No, I don't think it was that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that doesn't seem like it was it. But here's one called the Urban Turban.
Urban Turban, yeah, really?
It's a Bombay kitchen and tapas bar. So they're mixing Indian and Spain here.
Oh, my God. Oh, I have a good idea.
There you go. Go for it, man. Take it away, man. Lemon Kush, milkman. Lemon Kush.
Urban Turban.
Yes, hello. This is Mr. Stewart from the Food Network. I'm writing a review on the restaurant, and I wanted to talk to somebody about the story.
Yeah, this is Bashan. I'm the owner of the restaurant.
Oh, Bashan. Excellent. Excellent, Bashan. Listen, what is the story behind this restaurant? Because you're doing Spanish food and Indian food, and you're mixing that together. So I just wondered what happened.
No, we're not doing Spanish food. We're doing Bombay street food and Bombay style food in small bites and tapas formats.
How does that happen?
It's got nothing to do with Spanish food.
Right. But why are you doing it like that?
Because that's the way food is had in Bombay city, small bites and small plates.
Small bites and small plates.
It's an authentic way of eating Bombay food.
Mr. Poor.
But why?
I don't understand why.
Well, I need to write into the review a reason for why that happens.
Because when we started the business in New Zealand, everybody wanted to have small Indian bites and not curries only.
Most Indians, I mean, I'm just generalizing, I don't mean to be rude or anything, but most Indian people are quite fat, so they eat a lot of food. So how do you make more money then if you sell smaller portions to the fat people?
I don't know how to answer that.
You know, the fatties come in and they have lots and lots of little foods. So rather than having one big food and pay once for the big food, they pay lots for the little foods, yeah? It's a clever way to do business, isn't it? I think that's the reason. I think you, Bassan, you are a capitalist man. You're like a pig, you know? And then so you make lots of money by charging lots of money for the food, the little food, you know?
Yeah, we don't charge a lot of money. I don't know what this kind of tone. I don't want to answer your questions, okay?
You idiot. Listen to me. You are a little capitalist pig.
He's gone. He said, I like your tone.
Hello, Urban Turban.
Yeah, Bassan, what the hell?
Look, if this is the tone you're going to talk, I'm going to record this conversation, okay?
I'm going to tone it down a little bit, okay? I'll promise not
no,
to
no, I don't
say
want
any
to talk to you. I don't even know who you are.
I just told you, I'm Mr. Stewart. I'm Jin Stewart. I'm from the Food Network. We get about 100,000 unique visitors a day on the website, and we just do food reviews on random restaurants.
What's your name, you said, sir?
Mr. Stewart. Jin Stewart. And the Food Network, you know, foodnetwork.com?
No, I've never...
100,000 visitors a day,
Plus, we just released an app as well. So what we're doing is we're just doing your restaurant now. It's your turn. Now, we want to put a little bit of a nice story, but I think – I don't know if there's a possibility of a nice story because I think you smell. I think you're a bit smelly, and so I don't know if I want to put a nice story. I want to put a smelly story.
Thank you for your phone call, then. Don't call back again. Don't talk to smelly people, all right? Good luck, and may life be work well for you.
You idiot.
You are an idiot.
No, you are an idiot, because I could have made you lots of money.
Yeah, thank you very much. Bye.
Oh, dude, I miss calls from Jen, man. It's good stuff. Good to have you back.
Oh, thanks, man.
He's a really smelly one.
Because you smell.
Don't talk to people who smell.
Yeah, don't go back to people who smell.
All right, let me try. See if he talks to me.
David Turbin.
Yes, I'd like to make an order, please.
Sure. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Yes, are you there?
Yes.
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, do you have pilau rice?
Which rice?
Pilau rice.
No, we don't have that. So do you have your menu with us?
Yeah. Is there anything you can recommend that, I mean, I don't want to make you guys have to make something really big right now this late, you know, I'm trying to be as...
You know what do you prefer? Do you prefer vegetarian, non-vegetarian? What do you prefer?
I mean, I really like Indian food, like biryani and stuff like that. You have nothing like that? No paneer, nothing?
So you want chicken or lamb?
Chicken.
Okay, we have a chicken biryani.
Chicken biryani, there you go. I'll take one of those, okay. Do you have any naan bread?
Yep.
Okay.
We get cheese naan and garlic naan.
Oh, garlic naan.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then one banchod.
What?
Banchod. One banchod.
No, we don't have that on the menu.
Do you have any matar chod?
Yeah, look, I don't know who you're calling, but this is all foul language. Thank you so much for your call, okay?
This is off a list I'm reading online.
What?
It's a list of Indian cuisine that I'm reading online that I should ask for, it says. Things to request.
All right. Thank you, mate. I can't take this call.
All right, fucker.
It's like he's thinking about it. Should I answer that or no?
Oh, good shit, man. Jen Stewart, Carlita, my two brothers, man. You guys made my night. Thank you so much.
You know it, man. Yeah.
A big shout out to my girlfriend. She's on WhatsApp. She just said she's listening to the show. So,
hey.
But she's pissed, so she's drunk as hell.
Hey, Miss Stewart, how you doing? The future Miss Stewart.
All right, Miss Jen. Hello, baby doll. We know you good people.
No offense, but Jen is a pretty effeminate name. I'm just saying.
Well, Jen is a fucking cool name, you cunt. It's a brilliant name.
You got Jen and Jenny.
No, it'll be Mrs. Stewart.
Ms. Stewart.
So keep Mrs.
Jenny Stewart. Jen Stewart. Mrs. Jenny Stewart.
I'd like to make an order, please.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, honey. I'd like to make an order, please. Fafa Foha.
Oh. Okay, just a second, okay?
Okay, Fuhu.
Okay. An order of Fuhu?
Fuhu. Oh, that was a great moment, Milkman. I'm going to see how far down the menu I can go. Hello? Ew, what's chat from Indian
Street? What do you want?
Yes, I see here. Can you explain shit from Indian streets? It says you have shit from Indian streets, Sev Puri. What are those like?
Uh-huh.
What are those like?
Okay, like Sev Puri or gonna be like Bel Puri?
Well, I don't know. I never heard of shit from Indian. I never heard of shat. What is that like? It's like soups or what are they like?
You calling from?
I'm in my hotel room. I'm gonna come by and pick it up.
Okay. You're gonna be Sev Puri. You don't take for the any carry out. You're gonna be go Bel Puri is a carry out.
Okay. Oh, that makes no sense. Thank you for not helping. All right. I want to make an order. One vegetable samosa.
Okay. 1 second. One vegetable samosa.
Uh-huh. One onion bhaji.
One onion bhaji.
Uh-huh. One chili paneer.
One. Chili paneer.
One Nepali momos?
Only have the chicken one.
Okay, that's fine.
That's fine. Okay, one Nepali momo. Okay.
Okay, one aloo tiki.
One aloo tiki. Okay.
One chicken pakora.
One chicken pakora. Okay.
One chili chicken.
One chili chicken.
One lamb samosa.
One lamb samosa.
One tomato soup.
One tomato soup. Okay.
One chicken soup.
One chicken soup.
One vegetable soup.
One vegetable soup.
One garden salad.
One garden salad.
One cucumber salad.
One cucumber salad.
One raita.
One raita.
One plain yogurt.
One plain yogurt.
One sev puri.
Sev puri is no.
Okay. One bel puri.
Okay, one bel puri.
Okay. One prawn sakuti.
One bel puri. One seafood. One prawn sakuti.
One prawn korma.
How is spicy prawn sakuti?
Mild.
Mild, okay.
One prawn korma.
One prawn korma. How is spicy?
Mild.
Okay.
One fish masala.
Okay. Mild?
Mild. One prawn pepper masala, mild. All right. One aloo gobi.
You need the food, or are you gonna be just order?
I have two more. One aloo gobi.
One aloo gobi. How is spicy?
Mild.
Okay.
One banchot.
Sorry.
One banchot. One banchot,
okay.
And one marachot. Okay. And are you a stupid owl, son of an owl, for writing all that down?
Fucking shit, hell, you stupid motherfucker.
Fuck you, motherfucker, you. Don't say that.
Motherfucker. No. I gave the police and they're gonna be a castaway right away.
I show you how to fuck. I show you how to fuck with your sister.
I call police now. You banchot.
He went way longer than I thought. I got almost through the whole base.
that was impressive that he actually stayed on that.
Back out the throat and back down the stomach again, dude. It took him the whole way around.
I did every appetizer, soup, salad, chat, and seafood dish he had.
Just come back. Are you just ordering or are you going?
Oh, I got two more. Oh, yeah.
Just
oh shit, good times, man.
Oh, I love it, man. Thank you, guys.
Can you call it back with a different ID?
Yeah, I can. Sure, man.
All right, let's try it.
All right, let me do it. Let me set that. I'm going to do a different area code altogether.
What's the name of the place?
Delhi?
Alright, well,
I got it here.
Well.
There we go. Do you want a link to their menu or you don't care?
No, that's okay. I don't care.
The Delhi Indian cuisine.
Alright.
And away we go.
Yes, hello, good evening. This is Mr. Stewart speaking. I'm local and I'm just on holiday with my girlfriend and we're wondering if we could book a table for a party.
How many?
There's going to be 10 of us.
Right now?
Yeah, this evening would be nice, you know, in like maybe 30 minutes. Hello?
Yes, sir, 1 second.
Yeah, what? Okay.
Just you guys wait in the front, okay? I give them tables, just a second.
Oh, you've got people waiting, have you?
No. Yeah, somebody's there waiting. Okay,
yeah, but
ahead.
Listen, I need to get some preparations for the table, though, because it's a party.
No problem. I have the table.
Okay, yeah, but I need some preparations because it's a party. Can I get some requests in to you or not?
Yeah. I give them.
So we're going to play a game called Patchy.
What?
Yeah, my. What do you mean, what? I'm saying I need some preparation. So because we're coming, there's 10 of us. We're having a party.
I arranged for the table for the 10 person. I joined for the table.
Yeah, but I need more than that. I need something else because we want to play patchy.
I don't know what kind of patchy.
Ah, right. Well, let me explain to you the concept of the patchy. What happens is that you put the food on the, you serve it the food, and what we do is we then throw the food at each other.
Throw the food?
Yeah, we make a mess, basically. We're patchy. We just, like, put our hands into the food, like, but we patch it, like, patch like that. And then that makes patching sound.
I don't know this one either. You're going to go for a different restaurant. This is not just a fine dining restaurant.
Yeah, so it's fine dining. That's what we're going to do. We're a party. We're going to do that. We're going to throw aubergines around.
I don't know. Wouldn't mess for any kind of...
Well, what if I came in? What if I come in and touch your bum?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You wouldn't like that if I pinch you?
You need the food or are you going to be just talking?
No, I want the food. I'm saying I'm going to come in with 10 people and we're going to play patchy with you.
I don't know.
We're gonna put you. I'm gonna put you in the middle of the table, and I'm gonna cover you in Indian curry and lick it off.
Okay, we didn't have your table over here.
I'm gonna lick it the curry off you. Mmm.
Okay, go another table.
Mother chod you.
You are the calling from the rude van.
Yeah, I'm calling from the rude van, with the rude van with the rude man. You remember him.
I care that tonight you're police, okay?
What do you mean police? I am police. I'm the police.
Yeah.
I'm Officer Stewart. And I command you to lay down on the table so we can patch you.
That's great.
My girlfriend's getting crazy. She's
That's awesome. That's good. Has she ever heard your pranking before? You ever played any of it?
Yeah. She knows.
Speaking of owls,
some really good stuff.
Hey, speaking of owls, Ted Webb is here. Yeah.
Hey, Ted. Teddy. We can do a Jack and Jin.
Yeah.
Hello,
Kutaroicha. How are you doing?
Milkman, Ted's here. Remember your friend, remember? You were asking me about him recently.
Milkman's sitting by the dock of the bay.
Milkman's at the dock of the bay. Sitting by the dock of the bay. he's swinging his feet back and forth on the dock, you know, like kind of just chilling. Is that you, Milkman? All right. He's muted. Maybe he has a
call. Oh, yeah, man. Sitting on a sack of seeds.
Sack of seeds. Whatever. Good to hear you, Ted. Hey, that reminds me. I do my 11 o'clock check to see where we're at listener-wise. That number would be...
Ted Webb, yay! Ted Webb, I love Ted Webb. Tell him I said hello.
Good to hear him. You tell him. Tell him yourself.
Hey, you bastard.
He's good to hear my brother, Ted Webb. Welcome back, brother. Long time no hear, man.
Your mic, Ted. Do you have a mic on you? Because it sounds like...
Shit. I had it, like, up.
Right. Fucking hell, Ted. Get with the program.
Right? Come on. I used to do this all the time, man. Yeah, listen, we got 131 people on Mixler, 73 people on our combined
Fuck, really?
Which is Ted's own Blue Planet Prank Radio, which I saw you got an app out. Is that in beta yet still, Ted?
I'm working on it. Yeah, I'm still working on it. I got most of the function there, but just testing stuff.
Cool.
So it's in alpha, not beta.
Yeah.
Is it iOS, Android, both? What's going on?
Android first. Then
yeah, fuck iOS, man. You don't want to do anything with
that. You
gotta
pay us so much money to just get the fucking developer's license to even publish to it. And then you're at the mercy of them, you know, saying, we don't like it. So.
Yeah, with Android, you can publish any fecal matter onto there, and it's $25.
So yeah, there you go, everybody. Check out. Is it Blue Planet Prank? Is that what you got to look for?
Blue. It's not on the app.
Oh, it's not.
Oh my God, I almost said App Store. Play Store.
Play Store. You're working on it. So look out for it. Then I should say. All right.
Yeah.
You let me know when you launch it. I can get a lot of people. I'm sure, will be interested in being able to hear pranks. That'll be really.
Yeah, it's the way the code is working out. There's nothing like specific to my station. So if we want to skin it for yours too,
that'd be cool. We're not doing 24/7 right now. We're hoping to get that back soon. But pow, 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 pow. All right. So anyway, we're at 199 people. 192 200 now. 201 people combined total. That includes Mixler, Blue Planet Prank Radio, Cacti Radio on Shoutcast, and of course the Prank Call Nation station, which used to be the Madhouse Radio Station, but now renamed and reformed.
When he releases that application, I got a bunch of friends up here in the tech industry. You tell them I'm up in SF and I can hook them up. We'll get it spread around to everybody.
Alright, there we go, man. Like wild, spread it like wildfire, man. Wildfire that burns down tons of houses in California.
How many listeners do we have on 98.6 The Mouth?
Only six, I think, right now, because it's not 24/7, so people just hit it up for the show and that's it. So it's lost a lot of its luster. Yeah, but The Mouth, man.
Dun, 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 dun.
I don't have that. Well, I do have that radio, fucker. Oh, my throat.
Oh, that was going back to Taco.
98.6 The Mouth.
The Mouth. Oh, sorry, I need some water there. Thank God for The Mouth.
Haram jada.
All right, let's just support prank calls.
Yeah.
Just waiting to hear if there are any angry outcasts.
We want to stick to Indian. Do you want to call that chick back that we insulted earlier?
Which one?
The one at
Chicken Palau.
The one at Origin Indian that you said was smelly. You said you wanted to call her back.
Yeah, we can try that, yeah.
Did you forget it already? You probably did.
I don't know, it's okay, we can try it.
Let me look, I gotta find it specifically.
Jasmine, what was that name? Jasmine.
She doesn't smell like Jasmine.
No, she doesn't. Apparently. Yeah,
I think this is it, if not, this is another one.
What are you getting there with
me? Hello? They answered. They didn't say anything.
What?
And I lost Milkman. I'll call back. I thought that was where the chick was. Now it's some guy.
No, we can try a new one. I don't mind. I'll just start it again.
Well, she did say they were coming. The owners were coming back from a catering, I think. So this might be them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, they're just saying it. Fuck, forget
She's
it.
Not having it.
Don't worry about it. We can go somewhere else.
Yeah, let's try something new.
Do you want to stick with India? Because I'm headed to Hawaii.
Yeah, let's try India. It's got to be India.
We're going to do
India.
India.
Dude, India, you know what? Nobody else can do it. Nobody come in front.
Who is that man?
All right, Electric Karma. See, a lot of them are Americanized. I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for straight-up Indian motherfuckers. Like Star of India.
Yeah, they should be Indian.
Like Star of India. There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Dura.
Dura hala hala.
Hello?
Milkman, your music. Milkman, buddy. Milkman music.
Hey, Bob Marley.
Marley.
Put down the ganja.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay. This is Mr. Stewart. I'm from the Food Network.
Okay.
Yeah, we're writing a review on your restaurant there.
Oh, say it again?
I'm writing a review on the restaurant, and I wanted to get some confirmation if it was okay.
Okay.
Because basically there's going to be like 100,000 people that are going to see it.
All right, awesome. Sure.
Yeah?
No,
so I'm going to read it
yeah,
the review to
good,
you. What's your name?
My name?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so basically what are you going to write about it?
No, I've already written it, but what's your name, you?
Okay. My name? Is Randy?
Yeah. Gandhi?
Randy,
listen, I'm going to call you Jack, okay? So,
okay.
Listen,
all right,
this...
sure.
Okay, so this is the review that I wrote. Are you ready?
No. Okay, listen, say it again. I'm not clear about it. What are you going to write about it?
So, I've got a review that I wrote about the restaurant, and... I want you to confirm that it's okay for me to publish it for 100,000 people to see it.
Oh, because I can't give you the permission to, like, because...
Well, you just have to say yes or no. You like it, you don't like it.
Oh, I think I don't.
What do you mean? You haven't even heard it yet. How can you say that you don't like it if you haven't heard it?
I'm not interested about it because I'm not here. Okay, so the owner is not here right
now.
You're an
idiot. Listen, I'm going to read the review, and you just say, yes, I like it, okay? And the review is very simple. It's like two lines. It's two lines. You ready? Randy is a bastard.
Okay.
That's it. That's a simple review, and that's what I'm going to put. 100,000 people are going to read it.
Okay.
Randy the bastard.
May I have your name?
That's it. Yeah, my name is Mr.
Stewart.
Your name? Mr. Stewart.
Okay. So,
and I'm from the Food Network.
Okay, Food Network. All right.
Yeah, Food Network. And Randy, you little motherfucker. Why would your parents call you Randy?
Why my parents call me Randy?
Yeah, why they called
parents,
you that?
No, I think you should.
I think they were drunk when they called you that. Why were they drunk?
No, I think you. I think your mother and father were drunk, so they're trying to fuck you up.
Why would you say what I said? I just said that to you, you idiot.
You
just repeated
here, bro,
what
man.
I said, you bloody owl. Why would you do that? That's what
you
parents do.
Jackass. You fucking jackass. Don't
you bloody
call,
idiot.
Like, don't call us. Like, don't call us again.
What the hell,
you know?
Kind
you're
of name
like,
is Randy anyway? How can I put that in my review? If I put Randy in my review, people are going to say that's a stupid review because it's a stupid name.
Okay, take a picture of your mother's pussy and put it on your review, and you know.
I'm going to write Randy across it.
Oh yeah, you know what? You can write whatever, like what the fuck you want, you know? Because
Randy,
this is your fucking
you bloody
idiot. Whatever you wanted to write. All right.
Son of an owl.
What's the beeping? Who's making breakfast?
Oh, shit.
That was good stuff.
Sorry. Yeah. Hey, that makes it real.
That's awesome.
Ted, good call, man.
Before we
Randy, idiot's name.
Nope, man, before we continue, Ted's got to do a prank because he's been on a bunch of times like as a guest and you never do a call. And it's like you want to and then something happens and then we never get to you. You want to do an Indian restaurant? We got a whole ton of them. That's what I got tonight.
Oh, I like the sound of that. What are we doing?
Doing Indian.
Yeah, well, Ted's going to do a prank.
It's a tag team, folks. You heard it right here. Coming up, a tag team, man, from our two old favorites, Ian and Ghetto Pepper. Get them, boys.
Do you want me to, like, get into it? Oh he's going to do it, right? I'm going to let him do it. Yeah, you do it. You
play off each other like back in the day. Man.
Crown of India?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, Crown of India?
How are you?
Good, India.
My name is Sut Marani.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to make order for takeaway, please.
Okay. What would you like to make?
I'd like 2 tandoori mixed curry, 2 chicken tikka masala, 3 plain pasanda, 2 mixed curry, and 1 plain naan.
Anything else?
I'd also like 1 lamb pasanda, 2
okay.
Curry rice. And,
okay, bitch, what are you, fucking careful? You're kidding me? Fucking careful. I will call 911, shut up.
Excuse me?
Oh, shut up. Why are you laughing, bitch?
Because your mother smells like curry, that's why.
Okay, give me a second, bitch. Give me a minute.
I never heard the females get like that.
Oh my god.
Come.
Putty smells like naan bread. Putty smell like naan bread.
Hello?
Hello?
I don't know what
to do.
I thought she was going to come back.
Bitch! Oh my god, we have to call her back.
Hello, baby. How are you?
Yeah, hello, baby. Baby, how are you, baby cakes?
Bitch, I'm not free. I'm busy right now.
What do you mean you're not free?
Don't call me again. And
what? Why?
Why?
Have you ever heard an Indian woman get like that in a prank call?
No. Yeah, actually, I have.
Yeah.
I wound one up before.
Bitch.
I never heard her switch to the urban thing, man. She got afro. Bitch,
yeah.
What is this?
What's up?
I'm
what,
not free.
Compton or what the fuck, dude?
No, this
Compton
is...
Curry,
no.
Motherfucker.
What the hell is she on about? I'm not free.
This is,
she's from the south side of Calcutta,
this
apparently.
This is on Santa Monica Boulevard in L.A.
She is in the hood, man. She is from the hood.
Santa Monica, isn't that Hollywood?
I'm free.
I'm not free.
I'm not free.
I'm not fine for you.
Hello? Hello? If not free, then how much? I don't know if she heard that or not.
Ask her why her poutine smelled like naan bread.
Her poutine?
I don't understand why people say I'm going to call 911. It's like, did you break your leg?
Yeah. I call 911 right away. Straight away. That's what it is.
Calling police.
So I guess the thing to get the women riled up is talk to them, make them think you're a woman, because they get really pissed off. Dial her in the chat room, take note. That might help you out.
Oh my god.
You want to do another one, Ted? Gate of India? If you feel it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Oh, they're close today. Negative.
Tag team round two!
There's an urban masala here. I don't know. It might be Americanized.
Is there any name for, like, Pakistani cuisine?
Paki. Just.
Yeah, Paki. Paki food.
Okay.
I don't think that's right.
It might be racist.
I think that's what racist.
Just slightly, yeah.
Racist British people say. You know that Paki food? Here's India's tandoori. They may still be open. Okay. May still be open.
Kenny Snowy.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, my name is Jamal.
Okay.
Yes, I'm going to open a restaurant right next to yours.
Okay.
And it's going to be a Pakistani and Indian fusion restaurant.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to have lots of my Pakistani friends come to eat.
Okay.
And... Will you come and dine with us?
Yeah, when you open it, not a problem.
Really?
Yeah. Why should there be a problem? If you will invite me, we will definitely come.
But maybe they won't like you.
Well, I mean, see, I can only like other people. I cannot force other people to like me.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's very enlightened of you.
Thank you.
Can I make an order?
For delivery or pickup?
I want you to bring it to me personally.
I don't do deliveries.
Why? Are you the owner?
Yes.
Oh, look at you, Mr. Big Man, Mr. Kanaka, with your bank accounts. Your toasters.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. I get that a lot.
Are you rich? Rich man?
Oh, yeah, totally. Loaded.
So you never need to, like, use a broom?
No, who said that? I do all the work in the restaurant, whatever needs to be done.
Well, I was there the other day, and I was talking to the cook, and he said, you don't lift a finger around there. He says he has to do everything.
That's fine. When the cook says it on my face, then I'll take care about it.
Do you want to maybe get him on the phone?
I'm sorry.
We could talk.
We don't do that.
Talk about it.
I don't want him to talk about it right now. He's really busy.
He said that you don't... I mean, I don't want to speak for him, but he said you don't...
You are opening a restaurant right next to me, right? So when you open
yes,
it, you can come down.
True, that's true.
Yeah, whenever you're going to do it, we're going to talk about it then. Is that okay? I have like 200 people sitting in front of me right now, so I'm kind of busy.
Yeah, well, that's kind of like why I'm calling you, because I don't think you'll have those people anymore. Because
that's
my
fine.
Food is going to be, like, way better.
God bless you. All the best, mate.
Thank you.
Anytime. Now, is it okay if I hang up, or you still have something to say?
Yeah, I was wondering if you might come clean up at my restaurant. Because I
whenever you
people.
Open it, then we'll think about it. Who needs to clean where? And who will have to come where to clean? Okay?
We could share. You know, I could knock down a wall between us.
Oh, please.
We'd be like brother and sister.
That's fine. I'm the only child, and I'm the only child, and I like it like that.
So I could be the brother, and you could be the sister. How's that?
I told you, I'm the only child. I like being like that. I'm a very pampered kid, so when you open it next door, or, well, if you get a chance next door, that's one thing. But then, well, let's say, you know, what do you call those things? hypothetically, if you get a chance to open it next door.
Whoa!
And hypothetically, when it happens,
you
talk about it.
Did you look that word up?
Oh, no, I didn't have to look that word up because my vocabulary and myself are way more sharper than people, five people like you. Okay? So
no,
it's better if you hang up. Listen, my friend, whatever your name is and whosoever you are. When you open a restaurant, we'll talk about it. I'm really busy. Okay? Yeah, I am really busy because I don't have time like you to call up people and tell me that, you know, I'm going to do this and what's going to happen then. I don't think about it like that. I'm thinking about it right now. I'm looking at it right now. So please hang up. I have your number right here. I will report it to the police right away. Okay? So please don't call me again.
So you don't want to be my sister?
I told you don't call me again. I have your number right. I'm going to call the cops right away. Okay?
Straight away.
Yeah.
You ever heard of an Indian who's an only child? Something happened there. I think his father wasn't man enough.
His cock was broken.
Yeah, because there's no such thing. They fucking 3, 4, 5.
Why don't you call him back? I'll tell him I'm his long-lost brother.
Sure, mate. Sure, bud. I think this is...
Call back and tell him you found out he was adopted.
Oh
my god.
Oh my god.
For slam, I'll change the ID, don't worry, buddy.
I'm interested in you anyhow. I'm interested in the B-boys, so fuck you, my man.
Okay, and here we go again with the new Kaladin.
It is Nuri.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, can I help you?
Yeah, how are you?
Very good. Tell
Excellent.
Me.
I'm Mr. Stewart.
Okay. Well, from your voice, it does not sound like that. But anyways, go ahead, Mr. Stewart. How can I help you?
What do you mean, my voice, you bastard? Why do you say things like that to me?
Okay. I don't have a wife. Anything else?
Yeah, I'm your long-lost brother from another mother.
I don't have a brother from my own mother.
Yeah,
talk
no,
about having
you,
a brother from
you,
another
you said,
mother.
But I'm saying that I am your brother, so you have to accept that I'm the brother.
No.
No, you must accept.
I don't accept shit, my friend. Please.
Why you shit? Why you swear at
why
me, you
swear
bastard?
At me,
bastard?
I don't
shit. Don't accept shit.
Must accept. Must accept.
Don't be in denial, man.
Jin's so much better getting them to pop.
Don't be in denial.
Hello?
Hello, why did you swear?
If you want to make VIP calls or whatever calls you want to make, at least use
what
a better service.
VIP
mate,
calls?
I have
you
your fucking number here, you fucking piece of shit.
You
understand about VIP?
I'm your brother,
you know what is
man.
VIP? VIP means
mother.
Voice
why
over internet protocol.
This time?
And I have your number right here. Fucking
yeah,
idiot, you are a very free person, I am not. Why don't you understand the fact that we are really busy out here? What the
Can
fuck
I
is your problem? Stupid fuck.
Why do you talk such a bloody weird accent?
Of course he knows about VoIP and VoIP. Listen to him, he probably teaches the shit.
It's in VIP calls.
Yeah. VIP. What is it? VoIP or...
He's a gun dude.
Damn, right, Milkman? Here it is.
Do you have a new one?
Yes, I do. Here it is. I don't know what it's called, but they're Indian.
Okay.
It's Indian night. That's what I feel like calling. It's my show. I do what I want because I'm a fucking boss.
In your restaurant, can I help you?
Yeah. How you doing, mate? How you doing?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fucking brilliant, mate. Listen, I want to come in there with a couple of mates of mine, right? And we're gonna eat there.
Okay, you can walk in our restaurant, no problem.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Sam.
Sam?
Yes.
That's not Indian, though, is it?
Yeah, of course, Indian.
Well, no, it's not. Why would your parents call you Sam? I think you're lying.
No, my name is Sam. Why? Indian doesn't...
Well, I think your name isn't Sam. Your name is something else. It must be something like Muhammad or fucking something like that.
So Indian have lots of English names because the 200 years, British, there weren't like 200 years British rulers. So
Are you telling me that some British guy came to India, fucked your mother, and then they decided to call you Sam?
So how you become, like, you become very British, like...
No, that's how you became some British person, maybe me. I came and I had sex with your mother 9 months before you were born, right? And then we decided to call you with the fucking British name. Is that what you're saying? That's what you're saying, isn't it?
You motherfucker, this is taking.
Why? Well, don't fucking swear at me, you cunt. I'm your fucking father.
You're a babe coming to our restaurant, okay?
You dirty cunt. Why would you fucking swear to me like that?
Why you call us?
Have you lost your fucking mind?
Idiot.
You fucking cunts.
Carlito! Carlito!
Hey. What?
I'm sorry, are you guys calling somebody? I'm drunk like a fucker.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody seems to be high or drunk.
Yeah, Jag, you're drunk? Why are you drunk? So,
yeah. Me and Yo Bob. Come here.
Yo Bob.
Oh, my God, you guys. You're not talking about
Did I ruin a phone call?
What?
Kind of, yeah.
It was finishing up, was wrapping up. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. All right. Well, be careful, all right?
I'll be careful.
All
right. I'm riding a skateboard.
All right, sounds right. I'm going to let you guys go. Bye.
Right, I love you.
We love you too. All right, there you go. Sorry about that. He's drunk off his head. I want to keep it just us until we take our break, which I don't want to be for like another hour probably.
My girlfriend said she's too tired and drunk. She's going to sleep, so she said goodbye to everybody.
Bye, man.
Bye, Mrs. Future Mrs. Stewart.
Yeah, you got a great man there, and don't break his heart. We'll kill you. We'll prank call you.
But we mean that in the nicest way possible.
We'll wind you up all night. Yeah, and I taught Jin, I taught him how to do massages real good. This Nirvana.
She'll love that because that was a really good one.
Look, man, this is Nirvana in Beverly Hills. I will try this.
Nirvana?
Yeah. Good evening, Nirvana.
Yes, hi. I like to make an order.
For
food. For food, yeah.
Okay. Can you hold on 1 second, please?
And then I eat it.
Yeah, can you hold on 1 second, please?
I guess, yeah. What do you mean by hold? How long?
Hang on 1 second, please.
How long? He just hung up on me.
Man, what's your order now?
It's like, fuck. All right. I don't want to deal with that Beverly Hills attitude. Fuck that. We'll call the Bombay Palace right down the street instead. Literally, this is actually across the street. We're probably in a bidding war with this place, right? Hey, guys? Hey?
Hey?
Hey? Hey, Milkman, what's the first thing you ever drank? A beer? Do you remember what kind of beer? Do you remember what it was? Anybody?
Bobby Palace.
Yes. Hi, I'd like to make an order.
For a pickup?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on, sir.
All right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I like one meat.
Which meat do you want?
Hot meat.
Huh?
Hot meat.
Yeah, do you want chicken, lamb, lobster, prawn? Which meat do you want?
Bird. Bird?
You have to tell me the name, sir.
Do you have a bird?
Which bird? You know, we don't have any bird.
No? Oh, shit. What's your chicken made out of?
I'm sorry?
What kind of animal is chicken?
What do you think?
You tell me now. You tell me now.
I don't know. You're asking, you should know.
A chicken is a bird, and I said, do you have any bird? And you say no. You're pretty stupid, right? She know I got her, and she's like, oh, damn. You touched me!
Oh, I like the premise of that. It's almost like a Longmont Potion Castle type call.
He stole my fucking song.
I stole your song? Oh, he did,
yeah. No, Longmont.
Yeah, well... It wasn't a song, was it?
Was it Longmont?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But he didn't make a song. You didn't make a song that he took.
No, I didn't make the song, but it was my prank calls he took the words from.
Your big banana prank call.
Yeah, exactly.
Big banana.
Hello.
To be fair, it was a good song.
Yes.
But yeah. Can we? He could have said something to me.
Yeah. Can I make an order?
Hello.
Yeah. Can I make an order?
Okay. Hold on. Give me 1 second.
Okay, motherfucker.
You motherfucker, bitch.
Hey.
You
motherfucker,
guy.
No, motherfucker.
Me, no. Hey, tomari suda. Hey, pudi. Hey, motherfucker. Hey, are you there?
Hey, stupid motherfucker.
Hey, bitch. What?
I call for the police right now.
Oh, and then?
Okay.
Right, the phone.
Police coming.
They arrest you then.
Police coming!
Yeah, he's coming for you, stupid motherfucker.
No, he's coming for you, you stupid motherfucker. He's gonna fuck you in the ass.
The bitch, nigga.
Son of a bitch.
What? The bitch, nigga?
He sounds Hispanic, to be honest.
Are you puta madre?
Are you Spanish? Hola.
Hey. Fuck you.
Hey, is your mother Spanish?
Mama huevo.
Stupid guy.
Yeah, man.
Hey, you stupid. No, you are stupid. Trust me.
Why you calling for restaurant, motherfucker?
Because I want to talk to somebody who's a fucking idiot and he's going to swear at me. That's why I'm calling you, because that's exactly what you do.
For who you call?
I'm calling you, you cunt. That's because I want to talk to you.
Okay, for who you needed?
What's your name?
Fuck you. You told me for what you needed. Yeah,
listen to me, you motherfucker. What's your name?
Fuck you.
Fuck you, you cunt. Fuck you. No, you fuck.
Okay, I check it out the number right now.
Listen, I'm gonna fuck
it out. Mo check.
Yep. You understand?
You checking?
Mo check.
Mo check, check.
Alright, that's the man in the mouth. Try him again. Big banana.
Big banana.
We'll make a remix.
Big Palace, good evening.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
How are you?
Transfer those calls to Beverly Hills Police Station.
Oh, I'm so scared of that.
And then
was that the same lady?
Yeah, fucking Eddie Murphy's gonna come over.
Yeah, Beverly Hills Cop. Wow. Man, we're having fun, huh? It was a good time. Yeah, that was the same place. I don't know. It was the same lady. But
that was the lady who called me bitch.
I think so, yeah. You bitch.
I'm not available, bitch.
I'm not available, bitch. Hello. Electric Lotus. Let's try it. I think they're going to be Americans. Why not? That's okay. They could be Americans.
America.
By the time we got some American pranks, goddamn, if you ask me.
American, no.
Carlito.
I'm an American.
Puerto Rican.
I'm gonna talk. Let me talk to these guys.
Okay.
Electric Lotus.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good. I'm Mr. Stewart. I became an American citizen yesterday.
Cool.
I know, it's so awesome, right? I'm an American now, and I just want to do, like, awesome American stuff. So I just want to learn what kind of things do American people do, you know? So I was wondering if you could, like, give me some tips, some pointers.
Where are you calling from?
I'm Mr. Stewart. I live next door. I'm kind of homeless right now, so I'm kind of looking for a place to chill out, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, this is an Indian restaurant. Do you know that?
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to learn the American culture because, you know, Indian people came to America, and now all the Indian people in America want to become American citizens as well. So it's like I can socialize and mix with these people, you know, and I can be like, oh, I'm going to pretend to be like an Indian guy or something and start talking like, you know?
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. I'll be right back with you.
And then. Keep asking that question today.
He's transferring you to the toilet.
What you eating?
What you eating?
I want to introduce a new American culture.
Eggplant.
Eggplant Parmesan or just eggplant?
Yeah.
You're so Italian.
That's Italian.
Jen, you're what? Introducing a new character?
Yeah, no, I'm introducing a new concept.
Oh, shit, we lost Milkman.
Is this like the Borat Indian?
I from your country. Can you do
I think she's just literally put us on hold because this is a very clever way to get rid of my callers.
Yeah. They try this sometimes.
You could ask her, when do you have a sexy intercourse?
Yeah, yeah, what times can...
Oh, what...
oh God. Are we under the car seat?
Yeah, Milkman. Where are you? Are you still looking at the ocean?
Oh, okay. Oh. Okay, I thought you were on a call. No, I'm done. I just dropped off my cat.
Oh, okay.
God. Hey, I got a call from AMD. Asked if you could add him to the conversation. I didn't know if you had a chance
yeah, he's
to add
me,
him or not.
For fuck's sake, I don't know what to do.
Tell him to he's gonna.
He wanted to join the conversation with us. I didn't know if you're gonna have him in it or not.
Yeah, give him my Skype. I can put him on. Sure.
Okay. Well, he don't have you. So if you would ask if you can add him, I don't know how to add him with my phone, dude. I'm on
yeah,
the phone.
Yeah, that's why I'm gonna message him. Hang on.
Yeah, yeah.
If one of you guys can, I just can't, I don't know how to do it on my phone.
Okay. So Morgan Freeman apparently coming out saying he loves to eat, smoke, do whatever with weed that he can.
Morgan Freeman.
He's the partier,
Yeah, he's a cool actor.
He is God, after all.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And the president.
Yeah, so the God and the President says smoke weed every day.
And he played Malcolm X once.
Jen Stewart smokes weed every day.
Do I bollocks?
What? And he drinks beer every day.
Do I fuck?
Maybe.
Thanks,
we don't know.
We gotta ask Jenny about that.
Thanks for holding. I can help you.
Yeah, hi. This is Mr. Stewart. How you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm trying to find out about the American culture. I heard that, you know, at certain times of the day, Americans do, like, you know, weird things. They go, like, and they touch each other and stuff like that.
What?
Man. I want to learn how to be a better American.
Yeah.
I'm calling her back because we held long, way too long for that. Yeah. We're getting a lot of that.
Yeah, I think she's had enough.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of that too. All right. Jeez. The movie Death of a Prophet featured Morgan Freeman as Malcolm X. George was wondering if I was confusing him with Denzel Washington in the movie X. No, Morgan Freeman did play in an older movie based on the life of Malcolm 10. Okay. Shall we continue then? Or search for Indian gold.
Indian gold.
This is crazy. This is the Bollywood Cafe, guys.
Oh God.
Oh my God.
I love the movies.
I want to go to Bombay. Who the fuck is taking this?
Good
evening, Bulldog. Can I help you?
Oh, hello.
Yes.
Yeah, how are you?
Good, ma'am. How are you?
Yeah, I'm excellent, man. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. What's your name?
Oh, I'm sorry?
What's your name? Shout it to me.
MK.
What the fuck? What kind of a bloody name is that? What does it stand for? Monkey?
Monkey
King.
Don't say like this, okay?
Why?
Why you call this number?
Because I want to know why your parents named you MK. That's a stupid name.
You are bullshit, man.
No, you are bullshit. Your name is bullshit.
Why you call K?
Because, listen, I'm trying to understand why your parents would call you MK. What kind of stupidity is that?
I am not for here. I am for some other country. So you don't understand my name is meaning. What's the meaning?
No, I think it's your parents are just stupid. That's why, that's the reason. Not because you're from some other place.
It's okay.
Because your mother and father, they are stupid.
I like my mother and father. That's why then
I know you like them. I know, but they are stupid. Oh, wow. I'm sorry to tell you and share that news with you, but they are very stupid.
You are also same thing. Same to you, sir.
What do you mean same to me, you idiot? How can that be same?
Yeah, same thing. Same thing.
Does that mean I'm your brother?
You are bullshit also.
No, I'm your brother. How can you swear to me like that?
Hey, man. Bullshit.
Your mother is my mother.
Karbel hai.
What?
What? What did he say? Karbel hai?
Fuck, that's what he said. Cut the line.
That was MK.
Oh, cut
what kind
line.
Of name is that? MK.
Yeah, Milton Keynes. I worked with an Indian guy that his name was really long and they just called him PN. And there was another guy called GT and his name
okay,
was...
Okay, I'm out of here.
Hello?
This is Bollywood, I'm help you.
Yeah. What do you mean, how can you... What's your name?
Hello, this is Bollywood, I'm help you.
Bollywood.
The name is Bollywood.
I want to talk
Bollywood.
To your friend.
The name is Bollywood, sir.
No, what's your name?
That's the name, sir. Bollywood. It's name
no, not, I don't care about the name of the restaurant. I want your name, you.
You call me later because right now I'm working, so you call me later, okay? Thank you.
No, I'm calling you now, you idiot.
Here's
it sounds really busy. It's not a good
no,
number.
That they're not now. No, you're right.
It's bad when there's loads of people there. It's like it's better when it's like really like he's got nothing.
Yeah, A, they're busy. You know, give them a chance. B, it's gonna be loud. Royal Curry Cafe. Let's see if we have better luck with them. They're about half a mile away.
I think Ted, you should do something.
Ted.
Do Jack and Jin.
I like it when you do that thing, Jin, when you clap real loud. You're like, oi!
Which?
You did it earlier tonight. You're like, oi! I can't wait to talk to you. It's hard to explain.
Right.
Yeah. You like, clapped your hand.
Can I help you?
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
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 Hi.
What are you looking for?
I'm a friend of the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Can you hold please?
Yeah. No.
Hello, thanks for holding.
Hi.
Yes, how can I help you?
I want to make an order for takeaway.
Okay. What can we get you?
What's your menu?
I'm sorry?
What's your menu? What do you have?
We have Indian food. If you want to look online, sir, we can have a...
Oh, shit, Sherlock. It's an Indian restaurant. What the fuck?
All right. Well, I mean, did you want to order? What did you want to order?
You have a website?
Yeah, royalcurrycafe.net.
Worldcurrycafe.net. All right.
Okay.
It says this webpage is not available. Did you pay
World
the bill?
Curry Cafe, royalcurrycafe.net.
Well, you should speak more clearly, huh? Okay. It's taking a long time to load.
I have no idea. We're actually busy, sir. Yeah. Can you call us back? Thank you. Bye-bye.
No.
What a piece of shit. Yeah, it was taking a long time for me.
I'm having that same problem. Yeah, it doesn't seem to be loading.
Yeah.
Maybe they misspelled it, like Indian. You have to spell it with an Indian accent.
With
Royal Curry Cafe.
Yeah, you got to use all the ASCII shit.
Change the R's to D's. Maybe that'll work. Royal Curry Cafe.
Salami Indian and Bangladeshi restaurant. Bangladeshi darker skinned, right, Jim?
Oh, Bangladeshi, oh my god.
They're like the Mexicans in India, right? They all like, oh, they come here and they stink and they take all the jobs, right?
Bengali's like the fifth most spoken language on the planet.
Oh, shit, man, really?
It's a nice language.
Is it good people? Jim, you like to do Help man.
Good evening, Salami. How can I help you?
Yes, hello. Good evening. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm excellent. I'm actually rather well. My wife and I, we're going to come into your restaurant, and we'd like to book, you know, just the two of us, a nice romantic evening dinner. Do you think that can be arranged?
Yeah, what kind of... I have this slope right now.
Do you have, like, a little private table? You see, my wife and I, we're having our... 20th anniversary, and it's going to be a nice little... I have a little surprise for her, you see, and we're going to sit down and we're going to have a nice little meal, a bit of Indian food, you know, a nice little candle,
okay,
bit of leather,
what time you
bit
want
of
to
whipping.
Come?
What?
What time you want to come?
I was thinking perhaps a little bit later this evening, maybe within the next hour or two. How does that sound to you?
We close at 10 o'clock.
Okay, yes. But if we come after hours, then perhaps your chef can, you know, I have a little bit of money. I have a little bit of extra money. Perhaps I can give you $500 extra. What do you think of that?
We don't do after hour.
What, for $500? Surely you would think
chef
about
is it. Not here. Give me your card number and I charge 500 and after hour.
Okay, yeah. What, you have a pen?
No, that's okay. My chef, they have to leave.
Where are you from, sir?
Okay, I'm from India.
Yeah, but not Bangladesh. Do you speak any Bangladeshi?
No.
I need what I'd like to do, actually. I'd like to come in with my wife. You see, we're having our anniversary, like I said. Yes, and what we'd like to do is we'd like to get a few... a few Bangladeshi people just cleaning around the table because we're quite messy. We like to throw the food around, so we need a little
don't
slave.
Do that after hour. Okay,
shut up, you
bye.
Idiot. I'm talking.
You shut up. You stupid. Talking.
You, why would you interrupt me? How dare you?
You shut up.
shut up, you idiot.
Getting a lot of just shut up. Like, straight up, shut up.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he kind of.
Ding, 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 ding.
Boom, 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 boom. All right. Now what are we gonna do, guys? Now what are we gonna do? I got a bunch of numbers here, with, like, stuff for sale and all that stuff. We can start getting
into those. We should do something. Should fuck with some individuals rather than the...
Indian restaurants. I know. I think everyone's getting burned out from it already. Hey, we got Linda Blair's cell phone number. Whoa.
You know who the fuck is Linda Blair?
Linda Blair was the actress that played the little girl in the movie The Exorcist.
Oh, my God.
So she got a prank from Dwight last night, and we got her cell phone number in the process. She got pranked in her hotel room last night. You know what? Guess what? I have to pee. I know I said I was going to try to go another hour, but I have to take that break now. Milkman, are you going? Are you? How long do we have you first for, Jen? Do you have to go sleep or anything?
I'm hanging in here.
All right, Milkman's going to hang in. And what about you, Jen? We got you for a little while. You got to go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm quite tired, but I'm happy to go on for a little bit longer.
All right, cool. All right, and Ted, if you got time, I know sometimes you end up having to go.
Yeah, I'll be here.
All right, cool. Well, I'm going to take a break now. It's going to be, like, to be honest, maybe like 6-7 minutes. I'll try to...
That sounds more like you're going to go and do a number two, my friend.
No, it's pee, and then I eat a sandwich.
Oh, right.
I think he's going to go pop a wank out is what he's going to work on there, Jim. Yeah, pop a wank.
I'm going to go fuck my wife.
I knew it.
I'm going to go fuck my wife. That's what it is. I'll be right back. We got numbers
also,
from...
we weren't supposed to talk about that.
No. We got numbers from Dwight. From all over the country, things for sale and people checking in hotels, all that. Jen Stewart, Ted Webb, Milkman, Carlito, myself, and maybe a few more people here coming up. Madhouse Radio, be right back in a moment.
I'm gonna try it out. I'm gonna try it out.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
You know what, I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever, ever make you who you are.
Pop and pains tonight. Hey, everybody, we're back. Madhouse Radio, Carlito. This is Carlito. We're missing something, right? We're missing a... All That's what it was. I'm here with Jin Stewart, Ted Webb, and Milkman.
Hello, hello. Yeah, how are you?
You lost Milkman? There you are. Oh, we lost you. Ted's here. Everyone's here. We all made it. Hooray! Let's get to these numbers that Dwight has shared with me.
This is fantastic, guys, man. This is a time warp, man. This is a classic show in the making. So everybody out there, stand by to enjoy. No guts, no glory.
What's the story? You got it.
Really?
We got Todd Polakoff of the Jewish Federation of Cleveland. Jewish Federation of Cleveland, yeah.
What is it?
Hang on, I'm going to copy-paste this. I'm going to copy-paste all the numbers into Skype.
Okay.
So you guys know what I'm talking about. Just go to the top of that list. Todd Polakoff, Jewish Federation of Cleveland.
I like Jews.
He says, this is the last draw. I'm done with DirecTV. First Super Bowl, now three clouds in the sky. And the Cavs game is all choppy. Canceling tomorrow. So he's pissed off about the clouds messing up his TV coverage of the NBA.
What the fuck?
The NBA playoffs. Okay.
How the clouds can affect that?
They get in the way of the satellite signal.
Bollocks. It's fucking water. If anything, it would improve the... How the fuck? No, I don't understand that.
No, I think it's the rain that's supposed to mess it up. But yeah, that's been a known problem.
Okay.
The heavy moisture content can affect the satellite reception, that's for sure.
Thank you for calling the Jewish Federation of Cleveland. Our office is closed Monday, May 25th for shopping.
That's not his personal number. Unfortunately, that is his work number. That is not going to work. We've got Olga, also known as Olga. Tita. Yeah. I can always count on DirecTV to have signal loss when there's little to no wind present. Wind.
Did Linda Blair answer when we called?
We haven't called her. What did we want to talk to her about? I'm waiting.
Who fucking cares, dude? It's Linda Blair. Start with something funny. She had her head twisted around backwards, and she inserted a crucifix into her opening, and amongst other crazy things that she did in that movie.
Yeah. Well, the thing yesterday, she was told by Dwight that there was a case of... crucifix dildos being delivered to her, and she was upset about it. I'm calling her.
Good morning. That's be pretty good looking when she got older, man.
You didn't like her with the pea soup coming out. The green.
I don't like girls, man. Anything like under 13, dude, just makes me.
You don't like girls.
Anyway, man.
You heard it here, everybody. Like a little boy. Like
you have reached the voicemail box of.
Whoops. That was not Linda Blair, actually. Don't even bother trying to get that.
You ever talk to Sam anymore at number one?
No.
Let's call him.
He just stopped answering after a while. It was just impossible. I mean, those were some of my first calls
number
I ever
one?
Did.
Number one.
Sam, you, yes, I'd like to sell you my MP3 player.
Yeah,
please.
So the MP3 in the garbage and all that, was him, right?
You put it in the garbage, yeah.
Trying to sell
the garbage, no?
MP3 player, what you mean, MP3 player?
MP3 player.
Then you made a soundboard of him and call places like that. Good times, man.
You guys do a bump call a hotel up and like do the team, like do it like a triple team between Carlito and Bubba and Jen Stewart, like get something going.
Oh my
like,
god.
Yeah, room orgies. Oh my god, we should call the fucking Motel 6 and see if we can like call the rooms and get them to like.
I know there's people out there that are voicing the same opinion, but you can't hear them, but I'm going to say it for them. Maybe if you all would do, man, I'd love it.
All right. Let me look for that now. I gotta use specifically the kind of. Hang on, Dwight can get that. Dwight has, I think he has a few of those hotels that are room dial ones. We get them all the time. Let me ask him. He might have one. Do you have a direct? Yeah, fuck yeah.
I come up there to fix the water hose in your room, but I accidentally put my foot in the toilet, so don't mind footprints going up the wall, up on the ceiling, because I was flipping out, man.
Look, man, you're a little too overmodulated. It's a little a hair too loud. Maybe a little bit from the mic. There you go.
Yeah,
Corey is upset with Comcast, Jin, that is a cable TV network company. Not to be mean, but his response came a bit late, he says. I have no idea what he's talking about.
What is this? Which one is this? Corey Haggard?
No, well, his name is Corey, I think. Or what's his... Yeah, and he's upset at Comcast, the company Comcast. Some kind of delay he had in getting his service turned back on today, I guess. I don't know. He's real upset about it, I guess. All right, I'm going to give him a call.
You're going to say you're calling from Comcast?
Yeah, of course, man.
Yeah, nice.
Corey Haggard.
All right, if you need to talk to the CEO of the company, I'll be available.
You're my guy? All right. Oh, I got to get the corporate number for Comcast to change my... So many whack MCs, you get the TV Balzac.
Ain't even gonna call out your names because you're so whack. DJ Balzac. Who's making this plastic? A dictionary definition of the word spastic. You should have never started something you couldn't finish. Whose background to me is like pop out of spinach. I'm badass from your back. Since you wax on, dancing around like you think you're Janet Jackson. But you could walk up in and get some ground and walk up. Pull a rug out from under your ass as I talk on. I'll take you out like a sniper on a roof. Like an MC at the... Okay, caller ID has been shut. I got your number.
Remember this?
I'm going to give it to the police.
Here we go.
Friend.
We got a motel that lets you dial the rooms.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Corey Haggard? Mr. Haggard?
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling from Comcast corporate office. You had a problem with your service, a complaint. I'm here to take care of that, to make you happy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You had a complaint regarding your Comcast service. There was a delay, sir.
Well, when?
well, I just got the ticket now. Did you open the ticket with us over the weekend or Friday? Perhaps?
No.
You had a trouble issue. We let you know that there was a delay, but we're working. You don't know what I'm talking about at all.
I don't know what you're talking about at all. It's 11 Earth.
Well, you're pretty stupid. 12:15. How about I'm just going to turn your service off then, motherfucker, you?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm gonna change go the ahead. Cut the fucking service off, motherfucker.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, you were upset that AT&T doesn't offer 150 download speed?
Do what?
What were you complaining about, that AT&T doesn't offer 150?
I was complaining that you didn't suck a dick good enough. That's what I was complaining about.
Fag!
Motherfucker. I would shove you right now if I was there. You know that? I would shove
you. Well, come here and do it.
I would shove you in front of your wife and your kid. Make you look at it.
You call center fucking faggot.
I will fuck you in the ass with no lubrication.
You are a call center fucking faggot.
What do you do?
You ain't got no job.
What do you listen
what
to
kind of
accent?
Job is that? What kind of job
you
is
can't
that?
Even get a call
what
center
kind of
job. Listen to your accent.
What kind of job is that, dude?
Well, whatever.
What
I make $38,000 a year.
$38,000. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of fucking money, buddy.
And they get all the free TV.
Ooh,
that's one bill right there, not to worry about. Yep. And my
nice.
Phone, and I get a 50% discount off my Verizon bill.
That's cool, man. That's really cool. You still live at home with your mom?
No.
Fucking faggot. Yeah,
no.
Right.
No, I've got a big mansion out here. I live in.
I'm sure you do. Making sales calls for fucking
Comcast.
Yeah,
I have a pool and a tennis court.
I have a pool and a tennis court and a basketball court indoor.
It's
yeah,
a
I'm
full
sure you
court
do.
With
you
two
got,
hoops.
You got no. What you do is you got your buddy right there, and you're fucking jacking him off right now. Is what you're doing.
I'm
right?
gonna transfer to my supervisor.
Go ahead, connect me to your fucking supervisor. All right.
Beep boop.
Yeah, hello.
Oh my God, you fucking douchebag. Ain't got nothing
hello?
Better to do.
Hello. What's that noise? Can you attend to the child, please?
I couldn't find my sound effects of transferring, and I had to go beep boop. You know, and that killed me. I guess I woke the baby up, huh?
Yeah. I felt a little bit bad because the kid was crying.
I did too. That's why I was kind of like, let me wrap it up here. Wrap it up so he can get the baby back to sleep. You have to hold the baby and go, he's okay, baby, baby.
Yeah. Who's this fucking guy Heisenberg, you cunt? He's saying kick the baby, don't feel bad. Shut the fuck up, you fucking weirdo, man. Fucking psycho.
Well, his name is Heisenberg.
Shake the baby to sleep. What the fuck is wrong with him, man?
No, don't shake a baby. Never
fucking
shake a baby.
Up.
No.
Even saying shit like that is weird.
No, that's bad. You're going to hell for that.
Yeah, you will go to hell for that.
That's
worse
than this prank calling is what you just said. We've got Patricia.
Don't worry, they're like...
Patrizia with a Z. A.
Patrizia.
Patrizia. I'm guessing that's Italian.
Vielleicht Deutsch,
oder? Ted would say that's Italian. Patrizia...
Nein, Deutsch, German.
German, really? With the Z?
Yeah, Patrizia, warum nicht?
The Deutsch, the Germans use Z?
Yeah, Patrizia.
I didn't think Germans ever used the letter Z.
Patrizia.
Alright, if you say so. Hey, okay, she says, anyway, United Airlines, yes. But that puts us overnight at the airport with no voucher for a hotel stay. We were supposed to get in tonight. So it looks like their flight got canceled, perhaps, and they're stuck with no hotel. Uh-oh.
What the fuck?
That's fucked up, man.
What? Hang on a minute. United, yes.
Let's see. She's stuck at the Cancun airport in Mexico because the flight with United to Houston has 200...
Oh, my God.
Has a 200-minute delay. Ergo will not be back to Las Vegas tonight. So she's stuck at the airport. Yeah. And then... United got back to her and said, we see the airport added a morning flight. So you can get there in the morning. And she's like, yeah, but now we're overnight at the airport with no voucher for hotel stay. Yeah, so hey, let's call her, see if we can tell her she got the voucher. They probably already did it for her, though.
What, and tell her to go to a hotel? Hang on a minute. You got to find out which is the nearest hotel to there so that she goes to the desk.
Okay.
Then we call her back after she's gone to the desk and realize that there is no fucking ticket and they won't let her in.
All right, let me look. Cancun Airport Hotel.
So we're gonna call her. We're gonna send her to the airport. Send her to the hotel. She's gonna go to the hotel. Realize that it doesn't work. We're gonna call the hotel. Fuck with the hotel. Okay. Tell them that she's coming.
All right. Okay, I'm down. We'll call Mexico. This one seems to be at the airport. Actually, you know, sometimes they have a hotel in the airport. No, this one's a little further down. Shit. Yeah, but maybe she'll get a shuttle. Maybe she'll be able to get a shuttle. You know? I don't know. All right, so this is the closest one. It's right by the airport. It is the courtyard at Cancun Airport.
The courtyard at Cancun Airport.
Yeah. So let's give her a call and do that. Jen, you want to take it? You do, because you got I've told you before, you're really good with the corporate thing.
Okay, so all right. So hang on a second. So I'm sending her to the Cancun Airport. So
Well,
who am I calling from? Who's the company? I'm from United.
United Airlines.
Yes, I'm from United Airlines. Yeah. And... we want to tell her that she can stay at the courtyard.
Yeah, we have a voucher for her to pick up at the United desk for her to be able to stay at the courtyard.
So she has to go to the nearest United desk and give them a number or something.
Yeah, we'll give her a phone and tell her, maybe we can get her to stay on the phone while she goes there, you know.
Give her some really fucking weird number.
Yeah. Okay, all right, here we go. Patrizia.
How about you give her a voucher for Spirit Air? Instead. Some cheap.
Please leave your message for...
Aww, man.
Oh, la, la, la.
Damn!
All that planning, great idea. We had one, I think the last Sunday show, where there was someone stuck in the plane on the tarmac begging United to...
Please leave your message for...
If they didn't pick up, that would have been great.
Oh, that's a shame.
Damn shame, right? All right, well, here's the next then.
What's the next one?
It's a Comcast. Someone's pissed off a Comcast. That's all I got here. I'll try to open it up.
It'll be Bubba from customer service.
Bubba. You want to be Bubba?
Yes.
Be Bubba.
Yeah, I'll be Bubba.
All we know is they had a complaint. Tony Russo.
Daniel LaRusso.
Chuck Mavani.
Sorry, the person you were trying to reach has a voicemail.
Yeah, not set up.
Set up your voicemail, bitch.
Right, you gotta help us. No, fuck that. It sounds from the phone.
Motherfucker. Trying again.
Coming up next, we have stuff for sale, including Chris with a K. Who has a free ping pong table.
Look, it's ping pong.
Paque pico.
Mucho, mucho, marico.
You marico?
Marico.
You marico.
Sorry, the person you were trying to reach has a voicemail box.
All right, here we go to the free ping pong table. Any of you want it? Scream!
Free ping pong
table.
Yeah, I'll do it.
You got it, Jim. This is in Hawaii.
Oh. You hurt your back getting somebody else's free ping pong table and you need help.
Oh, I want to use it as an operation.
Aloha, you've reached Kristen Kingwell.
Did you say it's an operating table?
Yeah.
I
need a new surgery theater.
Exactly. I want to start building robots with people.
Then they came and killed him.
Yeah, he gave him the pinball machine parts. Yeah.
Aloha, you've reached Kristen Kingwell.
Aloha.
Aloha. Mahalo.
How do they say goodbye in Hawaii?
Aloha.
What or the fuck is that? You say aloha, hello. Aloha, goodbye.
Yeah, and you can also
say...
like
ciao.
Mahalo.
That's so fucking confusing.
Yeah, you can say mahalo, like, which is more like thank you, I think.
Though. I guess it's simplified there.
Yeah. What do we got here now? A shared house by the beach for $475. It's 1,100 square foot.
What?
I don't know what that is.
Damn,
in
that's the Johnson.
I don't know what that is in meters in the metro.
That's tiny.
And you got to split it for $500 a month. Though.
Hey, how's it going, Ted Webb and Jin?
Hey, how you doing?
Soup money.
Oh shit.
People are liking that Linda Blair video in the last 20 hours. It's got 300 hits.
Really? That's good. It's a good subject. She's, you know, big with the horror people. Even though I think she like got real upset about the movie in the end and she denounced it. She said she swore she never said the things, the dirty things. But she had to move her mouth to say them. I don't know.
Like, suck your father's cock in hell.
Or just the dead mother.
Not your mother.
Why you leave me? I'm scared. Forgot the name.
I have no more lemon pledge.
Hello?
Yeah, you got a shared house by the beach?
Yep.
What beach is it by?
You know where Waipoli Beach is?
Is that the clothing optional beach?
No.
Okay. Good.
No, it's in Kapaha.
I got a small pecker. How many people sleeping here already?
None right now.
None right now? So I'm not going
to... Well, I mean, everybody's gonna move out, but you're going to be sharing it with a lot of people probably.
Like, are they
unless you get the whole place to yourself, but yeah. I don't know how much you.
I'm gonna share it with my friends. I got a guy from Britain. He's a fruit. He's gonna be coming down here.
What's that?
I got my friend from Britain. He's a fruitcake. He's gonna be staying here with us.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll put him on if you don't believe me.
No problem.
All right. So who we're gonna be sharing with? Like Asian people or what?
No idea. It depends who else rents.
I don't want any Kanakas, you know?
I don't know, man.
Are you a Kanaka?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's disgusting. And you've been living there now?
Yeah.
Did you use the toilet there?
No.
Oh. All right,
go. No, I go outside.
All right. Is there good parking for a submarine there?
Yeah, no. I don't know if this is probably not for you.
You don't think so? Well, maybe it's for my friend. Hey, friend, you tell him. See,
yeah, hi. Yeah. Hi, hey, Dane. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, how are you?
Hey.
Hey. Just, we're talking about the space, right? We want to get some space so that we can live there.
Sure.
Yeah, so, but what about, you know, the conditions?
Don't know. I can't really understand you. I don't know.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
Really?
Yeah, if you can't understand me, you're stupid, because I speak your language.
Okay.
Yeah? Tell me about the conditions. Yeah. What's the condition of rent?
I don't know what you mean by that.
I mean, when do I have to pay you, or do I have to do little favors like, you know, stick my finger in your bum or something?
No.
Would you like that?
No.
It sounded like you would enjoy that. You just had a little giggle. I thought maybe, you know, just a little finger up there.
Mm.
You ever done
that? You might enjoy it if I did it to you.
You would enjoy that. If you can stick your finger in my bum if you want. Yeah. I quite enjoy that. Would you enjoy that?
Maybe.
All right. Yeah, let's do that then. When do you want to get together?
Right.
Let's have a little fiddle.
I don't think this place is for you, honestly.
What do you mean?
It doesn't seem like,
it sounds like you're in a car. Are you in a car?
Yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't be on the fucking phone then, should you, you cunt?
What'd you say?
I said you're a cunt. You shouldn't be driving and fucking using the phone, you stupid cock.
Wait, what did you say again?
I said you're a cunt.
I can't understand you.
Oh, you're a fucking idiot, that's why.
C-U-N-T.
All right.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. What do you want, you cunt?
Yeah. Stupid.
Stupid.
Fucking idiot.
Stupid, you. You stupid.
You're stupid.
Are you having an epilepsy?
Maybe, actually, hang on a second. Keep this guy on.
Okay.
Right? And then we'll connect him to the other guy that wants a roommate.
Oh, I can't do that.
Can't do that?
Yeah, I used to be able to.
Oh, that's a shame.
I could call somebody.
Yeah, you call... Oh,
well, you can actually put them into the call.
I could add somebody to the call, yeah.
Hey, Carlito, if you want to give me some type of op in here or something, I can call with my subscription and add people in.
How do I give you op?
I have no fucking idea. I've had Dashy do it before, where he gave me... the power to actually call.
And Skype? To do that? It's possible?
Yeah, it's when he had control of the Skype and he was able to give me powers to add people, add calls to the conf.
He's gone now. I'll have to look in to see how you do
superpowers.
That. Superpowers, I don't know how.
Got an S on his chest.
But he's gone, I'm sorry. Hey, weren't we going to do the orgy that Milkman was talking about? Not us.
That was
the Motel 6.
The motel. Yeah, we got the Aero Motel. Basil's have found a number, but Milk... not Milk.
He's going to bring Bubba. I asked you guys to do the three of you to do a call, and I wanted you to bring Bubba out. That's what I asked you.
Well, Bubba's coming out now. We're going to have a big orgy in the motel. Yeah, so these are the ones we can direct dial. So like
you bunch of crazy bastards. This is going to be disgusting. So all you kids, stand back, man, and cover your screens.
Yeah, the Milkman, start rubbing. So, yeah, these are direct dial, Jin, you know, like you used to do with motels.
Yeah. So you're actually calling a room.
We're calling the Aero Motel.
Oh, yeah.
To reach a guest in a room, please dial 1 plus the room number.
Okay, this is brilliant. Let me...
Please hold.
What room number did you just do?
215.
215, right, here we go.
Yep.
Yeah, hello, mate. How you doing? I'm in room 210. I'm in room 210.
Sorry?
Yeah, are you in room 215, yeah?
No.
Yeah, you are. You can't, don't lie. I'm in room 210, and I'm trying to arrange something, a little event. We're going to use your room for that. Is that okay?
I am in the room number. Let me see.
Yeah, I know what room you're in because I dialed your number.
My number?
Yeah, 215. Now listen, we're going to send some people to your room. And they're going to be
what?
Naked.
What?
Yeah, naked people. They're going to come to your room?
No.
Yeah, definitely. That's what we're doing. We're going to arrange that right now. We're going to send naked people into your room.
What do you mean? Somebody needs to work here?
Well, basically, somebody's going to take off their clothing items and accessories so that their birthday suit will be visible. And then they will enter your room, and then they will be naked inside your room. Does that make sense?
Let me go to your office, and then I can talk
no,
to you.
No office. Listen, you cunt. They're coming to you. You don't have to do anything. I'm telling you, we are sending people to you.
Why? Why are you sending me people?
Because I want to, because it's funny.
Because what?
Because it's funny.
Funny? What do you mean funny?
Well, I mean, it's like ha-ha funny, like people will laugh at it. You are really slow, do you know that? Are you stupid? Well, at least we know somebody's in 215.
He's still there.
Oh, is he?
Hello?
Buongiorno.
Hello?
Hello, Kutaroicha.
Who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, this is all the people from the different rooms. We're all coming to your room.
Yeah, this is Bubba Johnson. I'm from the front desk.
My name's David.
All right, we'll do the next one. Here
oh
we go.
Oh, my God.
Well, at least we can send them to 215.
Oh, I got a large cock I want to give you. This orgy's about to happen.
To meet your guest, the room, please. Please hold while I try that extension.
216, bro.
216, all right. I'll try a different accent every time. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? No dice.
Are you there? Hello?
I think he just literally picked the phone up and put it to the side.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be scared, boo-boo.
Don't be scared. It's okay. Hello?
It's all right.
It's okay. It's us. It's okay.
Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, it's safe. Where's Mama?
Or is it?
Where's Mama?
Oh, my God.
Call 217. Whoa?
Thank you for calling the Arrow Motel. To reach a guest in a room, please dial...
Which room did you do?
217.
Please hold while I try that extension.
I think I did it right. I may redial it if it doesn't pick up.
I'm sorry, that extension is not available right now.
That's wrong.
Please try your call again later.
Hold on. It's got to be full silence when I dial.
Thank you for calling the Arrow Motel. To reach a guest in a room, please hold while I try that extension.
There we go.
I'm sorry, that extension is not available right now.
Never mind.
Please try your...
We'll go 218, unless they start going down now. Do you know at all?
We could try 210.
Yeah, that's
I usually stick to the first floor. 115.
Thank you for calling the Arrow Motel. To reach... Please hold while I try that extension. I'm sorry, that extension is not available.
What the fuck? All right.
I'll go to the lower floor.
Thank you for calling the Arrow Motel. To reach... Please hold while I try that extension.
115.
Thank you for calling the Arrow Motel. To reach a guest, please hold while I try that extension.
It springs back memories.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
I'm gonna call a different motel in the same vein.
It's the same chain.
Same chain, yeah. Same chain, same chain.
By the way, Jen, it's good to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah, nice to hear you too. Nice avatar as well, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for calling Zion's Motel.
Do you want me to get your Motel 6 number?
Yeah, I'll try that. These work, though. It's right to use these.
Yeah, the High Noon one we've abused quite a bit, too.
The High Noon one? The next one I got? The Beach Resort? All
right. Yeah.
We'll try this again. Dialer wants to have your babies, Jen Stewart.
Sure, what?
A prank caller named Dialer. He's a big fan of yours. Wants to have your babies.
Thank you for calling Zion's Motel. If you're trying to reach a...
I have a girlfriend.
...for being transferred to...
So the answer is no.
You are being transferred to 5.
All right. That place was haunted. Here's the high
I just
one.
Left you the hey, number for my Tussie.
Do you still like those Norwegian ladies, Jen?
Do I like the Norwegian?
Didn't you? You used to like the Norwegian girls, right?
Yeah, I like Norwegian girls.
Yeah. Very nice.
I like all girls, but Norwegian girls are nice. I like the accent.
Mm-hmm. Jen likes holes.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
I don't know. All right, Jen, we'll try your Motel 6, right? Or 8?
Yep.
6.
This is Motel 6 San Jose Airport because it's usually really busy and full.
Yeah, you always call that motherfucker.
Actually, call the front desk first. Let's see if we can fuck with the front desk, and then I'll call the rooms.
Remember the chick? It's like, oh, hi, Jen. It's you again.
Anyway, it's good to hear you too, Ted. How's it going?
Yeah, good to hear, Ben. It's going good.
Hey, thank you for calling Motel 6. You crazy.
No, we called the one in San Jose, not the one in San Francisco.
You know, that's only 45 minutes from where I'm at, Teddo Webbo. So we'll have to have a big party down there at the San Jose Best Western there.
Come down tomorrow. We'll go to Denny's.
We'll arrange a meeting. And then whenever we have the Bay Area Conference, Ted, we're going to have to invite all these guys.
Conference?
Yeah.
All right. T-Mobile's working. So.
Meeting of the minds of the madhouse, demented, crazy prank call world.
I'm West Coast, Milkman. Make sure you let me know.
You are definitely invited, too, right? Because he's in the stomping grounds, too, Ted Webbo.
Yeah.
He's with the...
What about me?
I'm up north.
He can bring pot.
I'm stuck on the other side of the fucking...
Yeah, you need to move to the Bay Area.
Start rowing.
Jen Stewart?
Gotta start rowing now, getting that boat.
He's that stupid.
I have a private jet.
All right, Baz, I'll try
yours. Just take one of your supersonic arrows, shoot it in the stratosphere, and tie a string on it, and they start pulling, buddy, and you'll be here.
Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
Just climb in a cannon.
We got this inside joke that we talked about in some of our late night comps when we're calling the UK, that they've dispatched another rowboat of bobbies across the pond to come after us. Every time somebody tells us they're calling the constable or whatever.
Hey, I'm going to try Baz's Sunset Motel. We'll see if that one picks up.
Yeah, that's actually not too far for me.
Yeah, time to call the Homo Hotel, too.
In Tehran, Iran.
Thank you for calling the Sunset Motel. If you know your party's room number, you may dial it at any time. Please hold
I'm right down here at Fisherman's Wharf, too. There's tons of hotels down here.
111.
Fisherman's Wharf.
Oh, yeah.
I heard you should go to Ghirardelli Square.
I heard about this.
I just left there. I dropped off a couple there. I'm right now at Fort One Bar and Lounge here.
Hello.
Right by the
hello.
Canal.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yes,
how
hello.
Are
how are you?
Good. Who's this?
Yeah, no, we're in room 112 next to you.
Oh, huh?
Yeah, we heard you were making a little bit of noise, so we were wondering if we could come in and join you. We were naked and touch each other.
What?
We'd like to come into the room and join you. We are naked. There's five of us.
Yeah, we
like
heard
to,
the moaning.
And we'd like to join you. Okay, we're next door. Well, we can just come in.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that okay?
All the moaning. I heard grunting and moaning coming through the wall.
I heard sex.
Yeah.
And you said, oh, like, baby, oh, baby.
Like where the hell is that?
Like that
we're in room next door. Give it a bang on the
yeah,
wall.
Yeah, what
we'll
the fuck, Avery?
What?
Yeah. I'm fucking my gerbil over here.
You're fucking your gerbil?
Oh, yeah.
What the hell?
Oh,
what
yeah.
The hell? How does that even work?
Anna, who the fuck is this?
We have a hamster.
This is Mr. Stewart?
We have a hamster over here. We'll bring it over.
I have some Indian
you
curry.
Bloody croucher, you.
I was thinking about putting the curry all over you.
Sir, do you have a microphallus? Is that why you're able to have sex
fuck you, what the
with
the fuck,
a small
fuck
rodent?
Hey, listen, go fuck your mother.
I'd like to fuck your mother.
But is your mother is yours, boy?
I got a nice Doberman over here I'm fucking.
Thank you for calling the Sunset Motel.
Same room.
Please hold while I try to
get this guy really wound up.
Yeah. Yeah, just talk about the size of his penis. That seems to get him pissed.
What? Oh, motherfucker, you.
You can just fuck with him any way you like. He's going to get pissed off.
Who's this?
This is Mr. Stewart from room 112. And what I'd like to do, actually, I'd like to come into your room.
Go fuck yourself.
No, no, what you just told me to fuck my mother. Like, how can that be?
All right, let's call 112. We'll call them back. Yeah, okay. How many people are staying in there? Go fuck yourself.
Thank you for calling the Sun. Please hold while I try that extension.
This am 112.
Hello?
Hi, this is Mr. Stewart from room 111. How are you?
Good.
Okay, cool. Can we come in there and naked and just touch each other?
What?
I can we come into your room and touch each other?
No.
Free of charge.
Why not?
Because I have company.
Okay, that's cool. We can have an orgy.
No, that's quite all right.
He has company too. I'm his company, and so is Ted.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. Ted. No, that's all right.
Yeah, I guess
I'm wondering how I would react to a cool
okay
like
with
that.
It. So he may have done it if he didn't have company.
Yeah, if he was alone, yeah. He would have done it.
It's probably like his mom and dad or something.
He sounded awful intrigued. I think the company was the only limiting factor.
Yeah.
We're calling Sunset Motel. If you know your party's room number,
here's
you may dial it at any time.
I love you, milkman.
111.
Please hold while I try that extension.
Hey, I love you too, girlfriend.
Too.
Okay.
Okay. I
need to make a milkman sandwich.
Okay.
Hi.
That's some stinky cheeks.
Yo.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Who the fuck is this, dude?
This is Mr. Stewart. Who the fuck is this?
Fuck yourself. I'm gonna bash you in the face with this phone. You come over here, you motherfucker, fucking with me. Fuck
yo,
is this?
Yo, man, you got my money, dog. You got my money.
Oh my god.
Who is this?
Yo, man, this is Bubba Johnson. This is Bubba and Gene. I run this motherfucker over here. I clean the toilets.
We're going to come into your room.
I clean the shower stall and the sink basin. I turn up your bed. I do it all.
Clean up your ass. Clean your ass.
Oh, my God. I have had this Bubba and Gene in a long time.
Oh my God!
Oh my God. Another seminal moment. This is another classic show. Excellent, excellent material, my friends. Thank you so much, Bubba and the crew. Back in the house.
Wow. Oh my God!
Turn up your ass. Clean your ass.
Thank you for calling the Sunset.
113.
Please hold while I try to get a
fucking floor. I've got a great idea, oh my God. Let me talk to him seriously.
See if we get him. We'll do 114 next.
Okay, yeah, I've got a really good idea there.
I just had some random asshole call my Skype number.
Oh, yeah. Payback's a bitch. No, is it just random or?
Yeah, it was just random. He was, he said his name was Junior. He said he was looking for Hector. And I was like, I can't get the fucking number.
Give us a number. We'll call him back. Was it a Skype user?
No, it was a legitimate phone number.
Should have told him. Yeah, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, I was like, who's this? He was like, wait a minute, who's this? Yeah, when he figured it out, yeah. It wasn't the person he wanted to talk to. So who the fuck is this? Yeah,
I just talked to him and then I tell him, no, I'm not the guy you're looking for after, like, they've invested a lot of time.
I was like, this is Dwight. And he's like, Dwight.
Dial in at any time for reservations. Please hold while I try that extension.
One six.
He's fucking calling back again. Hang on, I'll be back.
Give me his number. Tell him you're going to have him call you. You're going to have him call him. Clean your ass.
I'm gonna bash you in the head with this phone if you come over here in this room.
Clean your ass.
Don't you come in this room, motherfucker.
A fucking woman this time.
Oh man, now they're trolling you. Now they're doing it on purpose.
No, it's a Mexican woman. She's looking for Juan.
Alright, here's 111.
Sure.
Well, do it. She wants Dwight. I'm Mexican. Give her the phone number. Tell her you're gonna have one call back. And then.
Thank you for calling the Sunset Motel.
She couldn't understand me. She had too heavy an accent.
There's no need for words.
Hold while I try that extension.
I agree. That's why I was asking how old she was before I asked her if she wanted to fuck.
That's polite of you.
That's nice, yeah.
He told us. All right, here's 112 instead.
Thank you for calling this.
This is the guy with company.
Please hold while I try that extension.
Tell him there's no company in the motel unless they're paying. Tell him that.
Tell him what?
There's no company in the motel unless you're paying. They're paying to be there. He's got company.
You can pretend to be a male prostitute. You're looking for the room.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Who's the... May I ask why you're calling?
Yeah, I'm basically in room 111. And you guys were making a lot of noise earlier, and it's a bit annoying.
Oh, we were making noise earlier. Are you talking about the TV? Because,
No, I don't know what it was. I'm just saying you were making a lot of noise. You were quite loud. And it was disturbing us. And I just think it's a little bit unfair. You know, we've paid, you know, to stay in the hotel. We don't need, you know, you guys to be, you know, disturbing us like this.
Okay, well, you guys are kind of disturbing, too. Your room smells like
weed. Hang on a minute, right? You started this shit. It was your fault. You were making noise. You were banging. Whatever you were doing, if you were shagging, I don't know what you were doing.
No, actually, that's number 13, the room that's next to us that's banging. The guys outside... whatever, the room that's next to us over there, 14, they were the ones pounding on the walls, not us.
Oh, it was them, was it?
Yeah, it was room 14, because it's not us. The guy's been outside working around the room
I know how we can clear this up. Can I come in there and just maybe squeeze your boobs?
Are you crazy? I mean, literally out of your mind.
No, why? It's a legitimate offer. I could come in and just squeeze them, and then everything will be fine.
Jen, I'm sorry. Give me the phone.
I could just chop your balls off, too.
Listen, I'm sorry. Look, we want to apologize. Will you just come over here, please, with your boyfriend or whatever? Will you just come over here, and we'll work it out, and we'll leave you alone? We promise.
I'll just squeeze him a little bit.
There's nothing to work out. I mean, I could chop your guys' balls off.
No, come over here, you bitch. Come over here, you bitch.
Why would you chop? That's so rude. I'm telling you, I'm going to do a pleasant thing to you. I'm going to just squeeze them.
No, that wouldn't be pleasant.
Hey, what?
Excuse me.
I'm going to drill a hole in that bathroom.
Excuse me. You said I would derelict my duty. This is Bubba. I clean up the place. You said the room stank.
Okay, you guys, I'm hanging up the phone. If you guys I will call you guys into the management for fucking harassing. No.
Just come over here, all right? Just come over here now, motherfucker. Tell your man to come over here now.
Hey, that lady gonna come over here so I can lick her pussy.
I've done too much drugs today, okay? And I think that you're sexually harassing me.
What?
Okay?
Yeah. Oh my
None
God.
Of you guys have a chance
nice.
In hell with me. I mean, come on. Like, I'm not like a prostitute or a whore.
Yeah, well, okay?
I don't believe that
for a second.
Why do we smell meth coming out of your room all the time?
Fuck, I wish there was meth coming out of my room, okay?
We smell it. Oh, she's a druggie.
Yeah, we can smell it.
Yeah, big time druggie,
hey,
okay,
baby,
you guys?
Let me talk to you. Listen, you want to come over here and do a line of coke off a real man's dick or what?
No. Okay, I'm not a drug whore. I'm not any of that. Okay.
You know what a gummy is, right? When you take the cocaine, you rub them on your teeth. Well, I want to put some cocaine on my dick, and I'm a fuck you. I'm gonna give you a pussy, a nice gum, and get you nice and high.
Wow, that's pretty disgusting.
That's extreme. I just said I would squeeze the boob, but I didn't. I was, you know.
I was just thinking, Jen's a nice version of the Dwight. Dwight'll fucking take it another inch.
Well, seriously,
Dwight
on.
And Jim and who and what are Jim. What are the other names? Because sexual harassment in our
David.
Country is
Arnie.
Not allowed.
David.
Richard McGee.
Marty, David, Richard, yeah, Lee. I'm
no,
so
David,
sure.
No, David. Don't
you guys
about
please
David,
stop calling this phone. Stop harassing us.
David.
Okay, but you need to stop making noise then.
Milkman.
No, seriously though, you said your room didn't smell good.
Okay, I don't think you're the maintenance guy, so I think...
No, we are.
To...
We are.
We're here to maintenance your pussy.
Do you have Snapchat?
Okay. Okay, you guys, I'm sorry that there's you guys
One
have,
Tinder.
Like, a room full of guys, and you're having, like, a gay thing going on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
That's why we need a woman.
But
that's
that doesn't...
Listen, baby, it's not gay until the balls touch.
I'm so sure, okay?
It just happened accidentally a couple of times.
That doesn't count.
I'm so sure. Okay,
well,
anyway, I'm getting off the phone now. We're not being loud, and if we are being loud, well, call the cops on me, because, you know, they're
okay.
not
going
to
no, say
not
shit about
on.
A girl
That's
moaning.
I'm trying to work it out with you.
So,
you can
work out jerking off
accord.
To fucking HBO porn, okay?
No, miss, where I come from, you know, we do this thing where we squeeze the boob, and then we're all, you know, everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Keep her talking, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to masturbate on her doorknob.
Well, good. Go okay. out there and masturbate on the doorknob. You guys, that'd be your own thing. If you want decent exposure in public, that's all up to you.
It's also very dangerous because you could get, like, venereal warts and stuff. Cause...
Yeah, but it's not exposure if nobody sees
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right? I have AIDS, so can you all just leave me
what
alone?
What the fuck?
You have AIDS or HIV, the virus?
How did you get that if you're not a prostitute?
Meth.
I have AIDS because I shoot up heroin with needles, so...
Ew.
Fuck yeah, no.
So there you go.
I bet
now
you
I hope all of your
clip.
Sexual wants and shit like that gone, okay? Because I have AIDS.
I have the blood.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
That's the first time I've heard that
I
result.
I have AIDS.
That's
a terrible
up,
thing to say. If she
motel.
Really genuinely
right,
has
I'm,
it,
I'm,
oh my God.
I'm running that down as title
well,
of the show.
Well, bad. That I number is it's a motel in like a really seedy part of
God.
The area.
That's crazy.
It's like down where all the
men like just are. Question if you're not a whore, then how'd you get that?
Evil already like, here.
It's just a whore disease.
Right, hang on. Let's concentrate.
That's a really terrible thing to say. I'm
right,
so
let's
sorry.
Focus. Let's focus.
We hit this place pretty hard about 2 years ago on Dirty Aaron's show.
Oh, yeah?
He did the hooker turd calls there in the same place.
All right, let's focus. We're still messing with 211. I want to call 214 because she said they're the ones that were banging on the wall.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, but didn't we try 14 and you couldn't get through?
No. Well, maybe, but we'll try again.
They're too busy.
Beating the fuck out of some walls.
They're beating
some
calling Sunset Motel.
Stop beating them walls.
Please hold while I try that extension.
Hey, Carlito, do you ever tell Jin and Ted Webb about those lock alarm calls?
Did you guys know about that? I don't know. Jin doesn't. I don't know if Ted does. The Lunk Alarm, Planet Fitness stuff. Do you guys know what we're talking about?
No.
No? We'll have to explain it to you in a second.
Oh, wait. I heard a PLA call that had that. We were on it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was wondering what the fuck the Lunk Alarm is.
Yeah, that was like a big craze out here on the network for like a week and a half, and then it just went away.
Yeah, Planet Fitness sent out the fucking memo saying, don't do it anymore.
Yeah. They got these big sirens at this gym chain.
Should we call her back and tell her no one's answering at 214? She's a liar.
Yeah. All right, we'll do it. So anyway,
I want to get the guy at 111 again because he was fucking rude. Clean your ass.
Clean your ass.
That's random.
Thank you for calling the Sunset Motel.
Hey, Milkman Jonathan. Remember Jonathan? He was wanting to connect with us on Skype, but I haven't
Please
heard of
hold
him
yet. While I try that extension.
Come on, man.
He owes you cookies.
Oh, Milkman!
It's Artie, Milkman.
Yeah, he's straight cabin.
You're kidding me. Is that really true? Is that him?
Yeah.
That's me, man.
Artie, farty, smarty! Artie!
Not even 211 will answer now. Oh, shit.
Bloody hell. 211.
What, did I just say 211 or 212? I don't know.
One.
Artie, do you have a 1 pound bag of Skittles in there with us tonight?
I got a 1 pound bag of weed.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, okay.
Sounds good.
That's what the Skittles are for later.
While I try that extension.
Should get Jen to try to get past the Planet Fitness people.
You might do it.
What? I would fuck with them for hours. They're going to be like David Lloyd.
David Lloyd?
Yeah, you remember when I did the David Lloyd thing on my show because I was pissed off with the membership fees. Fuck David Lloyd, I swear to God. I ordered like 20 pizzas there delivered. The receptionist was like, oh no, we didn't order these. And fuck with the pizza guys. Oh.
I love it when you've had like taxi drivers arguing with each other in the lobbies and yelling at you on the hotel's phone. Get late to cuss you out. Oh shit! And then you're like, "Did you get all the food?"
I think once I settle down, I think I'll start doing shows again.
I still have a bunch of old Jin calls on my iPod.
I took them off fucking YouTube because of what happened. But I'm thinking maybe I'll put them back. I'm not sure yet. I'm still deciding.
Nobody knows about what happened, so you're. Should talk about.
Thank you for calling the Sunset Motel.
Alex?
Please hold.
All right, now we got
you. Customer's Alex, yeah.
Okay, we're going to drop off Laura first.
Is that a girl, Alex?
One for Fell Street.
We're trying 112 again, and after this, I think we're going to have to go somewhere.
How's your night going tonight, sir? All right.
Yeah, it's getting pretty tapped out.
What do you guys want? If you keep calling, I'm going to call the front desk, and I'm going to report you for sexual harassment.
Okay, how are you doing? How are you?
We're being kind now.
Hi.
No, I don't want to play kind. I don't want to talk to you guys. This is sexual harassment.
You want to do some hair?
Why is this sexual harassment? We haven't even said anything fucking sexual yet.
We have some horse, some age.
We just want to get to know you.
We have some horse.
We have clean needles.
First of all, you guys, there's like five of you. one of me, okay, and that's never going to happen, okay, and I'm
here. We can make new walls.
oh my god. That is the most extreme ever.
Okay, if you guys call the room back again, I will call the front desk, okay? So
listen, baby,
please,
I called
stop
the
harassing
called
me.
The
I am at the front desk.
No, for some reason I don't think you are.
No, I'm the manager of the hotel. I own it.
Oh, okay, what's your name then?
Mr. Stewart.
What's the owner's name?
Jin Stewart.
Hey, yeah, put that guy on the phone.
Yeah, let me talk to the man. Useless. Let me talk to this guy.
Yeah, okay, you can talk to the man. I'm pretty sure he feels the same way, okay?
Yeah, let me talk with this guy. Be quiet.
They want to talk to you.
What?
Yeah, what's up, man? How are you doing? That lady's very disobedient. You need to give her a good seeing to.
Excuse me?
I said you should give your lady a good seeing to.
You need to get your bitch in line, man. They're
trying to get you angry. And how am I supposed to put her straight?
I don't know. Whatever methods you employ.
You need to give her a good smacking sometimes.
I mean, these guys suggest something quite extreme. I would probably not go that far.
What was that?
I just think you should, you know, put her in line, you know, put her in her place. I think she's being very, you know, disobedient.
Just stop being jealous that you got something that's fine and they ain't.
You know, I respect women, so...
I do too, I do.
I don't put them in their place.
No, but I think you should put that lady, because she's a bit, you know, she's not really a lady.
The kitchen.
Oh, she's not really a lady, huh?
No, she's not, no.
How would you know that?
Just because of the way she talks.
I've seen her dick.
Look, she's still talking, you know? That's just so fucking rude.
Yeah, she is. She's entitled to her own opinion.
No, she's not. She's not.
Let's be in the kitchen.
I'd really love to come over there and just suck on her toes.
Are you going to put her in a place, or do we have to come over?
Oh, don't even try coming over.
Or what?
Listen, let's negotiate. Sir, can she take four dicks? I'll beat you off if you just services my four friends.
Gone. No reason why I can't try again. This is 212 again, right? Shit, now I forget. 112. 112. I knew it.
Please hold while I try that extension.
I want to run. Let expire.
$10, they just ripped that fucking phone out of the wall.
enough is enough.
Okay. All right. We can try more of these calls, however, because, Jin, you dropped off some Motel 6s, some other ones we didn't get to yet. Dwight dropped the number off there also. Is that a different hotel?
That's a random call. They called my Skype twice.
Oh, let's call them quickly. Yeah.
Who were they looking for?
They're looking for Juan.
Okay, Juan. Yeah, I think it's probably
better.
There was a man
that called the first time and a woman the second time.
Can you give us the... Or can you give me a private message, the number that they were calling, your Skype in number?
Yeah, hang on. I gotta go look it up.
All right. So that way they're like, oh! Aha, you see? You gotta think, guys. You gotta think.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
How are you doing this?
It's the calling program I use. I don't use Skype anymore. I use an alternative called Voxox, which does give you the option to set your call.
You're using basically a SIP phone, yeah?
Sure.
While I'm looking it up, tell them about that fucking lunk alarm, that loud son of a bitch.
Alright, so it's a gym, a big giant gym, over 2,000 locations in this country. Gym.
Right.
And then their policies against... If you're grunting or... What else is it? Grunting, slamming your weights down, or being a dick.
Flex it in the mirror on your fucking phone when you're working out.
Yeah. They will turn on this big tornado siren, really loud air raid siren that's inside there. So for like a week and a half, the big craze on this network was everyone was calling these places and telling them, we need to test out your alarm, your lunk alarm.
Awesome.
And they would hold it down until they would basically burn out.
Oh my God. It was great when they burned them out. That was the best.
Yeah.
I fucking set fire to one.
Yeah, the thing started smoking.
Yeah, they're like, oh my God. It smells like smoke over here, and there's smoke, and they're like, Wait a minute, is it smoking or it smells like smoke? And they're like, both? Yeah. I'm like, all right, you have yourself a good day.
The record was what, 9 minutes?
Yeah. A little over nine minutes. That's my, yeah. I still hold it.
And it's super loud.
It's super fucking loud.
Oh, man.
Don't they lose customers then for that?
Would get it. Some customers would get real pissed off and yell. There was one that got on the phone with Brad and was like, no, you can't do this. You can't be doing this. You remember that?
the surveys afterwards were fucking gold, too, because they believe we're the corporate office.
Yeah, we do surveys after that with gym members, and we'd say fucking wicked shit to them.
But so hang on a minute. The purpose of these alarms... Mm-hmm. is because of these narcissists who have, like, an overdose of testosterone.
It's to discourage that, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's a really good idea, though.
They're judgment-free, so if anybody's, like, acting all aggro, they hit the alarm, and then...
Love it.
They have to settle down.
You love the idea.
You know, I'm tempted to go get a membership there and just start fucking around and getting them there.
It's only
possible.
Already $10 to go get started there.
When you're there.
Oh, and you'll call.
Bring in chickens. Like this one guy that works out a lot, he brought in chickens and was recording it. It was pretty funny. He just had this chicken walking around the gym and no one noticed.
He gave the chicken like 2 pound weights, set it in front of the chicken, like the chicken was working out and shit.
Yeah. No one noticed the chicken until they're like, well, we better get going. Because they heard the cop sirens outside. They were like, we're going to go.
The guy that's dressed up as the ultimate warrior came running in there yelling and shit.
All right. Well,
I sent you the number.
You sent me the number? Good.
Mm-hmm.
Sending that caller ID now.
Yep. If I start getting random calls, I know who to come after because you and Dashy are the only ones that have it.
Okay. Wait a minute. You're already getting one. It's not like they're not coming in and shit.
That's actually the first legitimate one that I've gotten because all the other ones are forwarded by Dashy's system.
Yeah.
So they never have my real number, so Dashy kills the call-in number after we're done that night. My number's always been the same.
Cool. All right, well, I'm not sure. No one's seeing it, so don't worry about it. All right. So I set the ID, and now I got to get the number again. What was that? Okay, got it.
We got him going far.
Here we go. Did you want to do it, Jim?
What do we do?
The guy that's they're looking for.
No, you're Juan. I'm Juan. Puerto Rican or whatever it is.
Was it Juan or Jose? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Are you looking for Juan?
Yeah.
Okay. Why you need Juan?
I don't really need one. I think you reversed the numbers, Carlos.
No. Oh, did I really? Damn it! That's right.
This be Dwight. How are you?
No, fine. Wrong
I'm
number.
I'm black as shit. Oh fuck yeah.
So what's the number I'm calling then? What's it end in? 77
I don't know. Hang on, I gotta go to the other line.
All right, I'm on the one. Hang on. God damn it! All right, I put the wrong number in there. Shit.
I'm very sorry, Jeff.
Yeah, it's the number ended in 77.
Okay, gotcha. There, got it now. Learned from a
pro as a mentor. Started
with Yeah, you looking for Juan?
Yeah.
Okay, why you need Juan?
Who's this?
Oh, I'm Juan's friend, Arturo. Okay. Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need Juan? You want to talk to Juan?
Juan, you don't know.
¿Cómo?
I just call him tomorrow.
¿Habla español?
No.
No? What are you speaking?
Huh?
What are you speaking, puta? Really bumming me out. Yeah, fucking shit. Stupid. Alright, sorry, that didn't pan out at all. Shall we keep going or are we cutting it off? What time is it? 1:18 in the morning. I've been on for 3.5 hours.
You're trying to cut my shit off. Boom. Okay. I should do like you did to me.
No, keep going. Come on. One more. 20 more calls. 20 more calls.
Stay on for another couple hours.
Yeah, right. We're on with people who all have had their show at some point. Artie. How much longer? God damn it, that's awesome. Alright, I'm done. I don't care if you guys aren't done, but I'm done. Artie, see you later. You need to talk to me off air. Thank you.
What's up?
We gotta talk off air.
Alright, man.
Overseas. See you later, Artie. Bye. Dwight, when are you on again? Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Dwight McClanahan, thank you.
Thank you, bitches.
Ted, you got anything to announce other than your app news that we had here earlier?
No, not really.
No, not really.
Thanks for having me on.
Hey.
You got anything to plug, Baz?
No, but thanks for having me on.
All right, clean your ass. See you later. All right, Jen, it was good having you on, boy.
You cut me off.
Cutting you off?
No, keep me on.
Oh, no, you're staying on. Milkman's going to take us out of here. Milkman!
Well, I just wanted to say thank you for the show.
Hey, thanks for being on, man. You did a good
job. Yeah, no
problem,
man. If I get the chance, I'll come again.
Okay, good. Sounds good, man. I'm excited about that. Milkman, are you here, sir? Mr. Milkman, sir?
He just called.
He died? Let's try him again. This is time when he wraps it all up. Shit. Maybe he's with a customer and he can't do it. I don't know.
Have you had that before?
Yeah, he won't be able to close and I just close it. Giving him a chance. Yeah, you here?
And they have a large ice shelf down in Antarctica Mountain. Oh, give me 1 minute. I'm going to drop off my customer, guys. Give me 1 minute, okay?
All right, you got a minute. We'll do a prank call real quick then.
Yeah.
We'll call someone who has a living room for
that's like
ice shelf. Man, may not answer.
Did Ted check out already?
Did who? Ted? Alright, it's not picking up. Milkman, take us out of here, motherfucker.
Hey, alright, did Tedo check out already?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay. I want to hit him up, man. I wanted to see if I could. Anyway, catch you later.
Alright,
folks. What'd I tell you, man? We were going to have a blockbuster show, man. A memorable show. So I hope everybody that got tuned in, man, got a taste of it, man. We had the big comeback. I want to thank everybody for showing up. Want to especially thank our special guest tonight, Gene Stewart. .com, our buddy, good brother. Thank you so much. I want to thank Ted Webbo over there at Blue Planet. Thank you so much for showing up. Thank all of our friends and special guests that showed up. Listen, we had Baz, we had Dwight McClanahan, Jagger, some other people I didn't even see and get to talk to on there, man. I want to thank all of them for stopping by. Well, thank all our friends over there in the Mouth. That's right, 98.6 The Mouth. Thank you so much. We love you and we do miss you. We always keep you close to our heart. Well, thank you. That's right. Our listeners, most especially. We do this every week. The most interactive show you can find right here on the internet. We drop the dime. We just ask you, give us the time. Bring a friend. Or better yet, you bring your enemies because they're going to be welcome right here in the Madhouse. And we couldn't do it without our fearless leader, the Generalissimo of the Madhouse. All fists held high to our brother, man. Thank you so much. Saving lives one call at a time, my brother.
Yeah, fists held up high and up your ass. Thanks, Milkman, for being on. Yay!
Jim Stewart, I want to get with him before he gets completely gone. I want to trade info with him, so that if you could, like, afterwards.
Yeah, no problem. Listen, I've got you on Skype, so I'm going to send you a message on Skype.
Yeah, tap me out a private message on Skype, dude, now after the show. Thank you so much. God love you, man. I love you, brother.
All right, thanks to Dwight for sending in numbers, and thanks again to Jen for joining us. Evil Artie, you got something to say? What?
My mind's kind of empty right now.
All right. All right. Well, cool. All right. See you later. Bye, everybody. All right. Catch you guys here next week, if not sooner. Probably a daytime show this week again. Yeah. Maybe. Bye.
Take a picture of your mother's pussy and put it on your review and, you know...